5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro.
Welcome to the Ben Shapiro Show. No, I'm not Ben Shapiro. You could probably tell by my slightly deeper, much slower cadence. I am Michael Knowles. It's wonderful to be with you as always. You can find me at Michael J. Knowles on Twitter. You can find my show at the Daily Wire, Michael Knowles. Wonderful to be with you, and especially wonderful to be joined by my friend Megan Basham, who is the Daily Wire cultural reporter, because we've got breaking news here, folks. You're going to want to pull over if you haven't seen this. This is a real man bites dog kind of story here. It turns out that the new woke Marvel film has not done very well at the box office. It turns out that most Americans don't want to see a political correctness woke struggle session on screen with a bunch of lady superheroes following the same formulaic plot of all the other Marvel movies, which are bad enough in themselves. So to help us analyze this perplexing situation, we are joined by Megan. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Always good to be here to, trash Marvel a little bit, the Marvel trajectory.
So I'm going to put my cards on the table. I hate all of the Marvel movies. I don't like any of them. So I don't like the genre. It's not for me. I'm not saying that some of them can't be sort of fun, but it's not for me. It's how I feel about the Taylor Swift tour. I'm sure it's very impressive for the people who like it, but de gustibus non disputandum est. So I don't like them to begin with. And I especially don't like ridiculous feminist claptrap where, you know, a little girl is beating up 300-pound guys. And I just don't buy it. And the whole thing is silly. I did see the movie. Have you seen the Marvels yet?
I have not seen the movie, and I'm going to be honest with you. I do like Marvel movies. I did like Marvel movies. I liked them when they were well done. I liked them when they were fun and irreverent, when they had really interesting themes, like you saw in Captain America. I had no interest in seeing this movie. So unless you had assigned it to me earlier and said, Megan, you have to go see this movie in order to come on the show, I really wasn't going to go see it. And that's really saying something, because I think there's only been like one or two that I haven't gone to, and this is one of them.
So why not? Is it the same reasons that I did see it, because it was assigned to me and I was not able to get out of it because I'm contractually obligated to consume a decent amount of cultural trash as part of this show. but what turned you off even when you read the headlines?
Part of it was Brie Larson's attitude from the last one was so poor. There was no gratitude for being given what is, for just about any star in Hollywood, a career-making role. She was invited into the MCU. She seemed very much to think, like, I'm better than superhero movies. Which, fine, if you think that, then maybe don't star in a superhero movie. If you're going to be Leonardo DiCaprio, who I think has said negative things, Martin Scorsese, that's fine. But then don't go make one. So I think that was part of it. Fans didn't like that. And then the other part of it is that they went so out of their way to try to make this feminist messaging while slamming the base that goes to see these movies, which is typically young men. And, you know, now that the movie has done, and I just want to be clear, it didn't just do poorly. It is the worst performing movie in MCU history.
Wow.
So, yeah, and to quantify that, you know, they're out there trying to say, oh, well, gosh, maybe it's because Brie Larson wasn't out there promoting the movie, which I actually think that probably helped it, to be honest with you. She's so unlikable.
Yep.
And then the other part of that is they've tried to say, well, it was because the writer's strike was on. which is insane. This movie made only $47 million in its opening debut. You compare that to Black Widow, which was a woman-led movie with Scarlett Johansson. It simultaneously debuted on Disney Plus and in theaters at the same time and during the pandemic, and it still made $60 million. It still outranked.
Wow.
The Marvels by a lot. So people, I think, are really getting tired of the Marvels. I think there really is a backlash against Disney. I don't think even they can deny it. And so all of those things, with, yes, I will say, some superhero fatigue, just all combined to bury this movie.
We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, going online without ExpressVPN, it's like using your smartphone without a protective case. Most of the time, it's probably fine. Then, one time, you're reaching in your pocket and fumble it, and bam, the screen is broken. You'll wish that you had protected yourself. Well, same thing every time you connect to an unencrypted network. In cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on that same network can gain access to and steal your personal data, like your passwords or your financial details. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack somebody. Just some cheap hardware is needed. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. You just fire up the app, you click one button, and now you're protected. Plus, it works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You get an extra 3 months for free. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Again, that's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro to get an extra 3 months for free.
Do you think the backlash is primarily against the woke stuff, in that there was that great South Park reaction where Cartman becomes Kathleen Kennedy and she's just demanding
right.
that Disney make everything more lame? No, you've got to make it more lame and more woke, and everything has to go through a DEI counselor or something. Do you think it's that? Or, because that turns me off, obviously, but my actual recoiling against these superhero movies is how perfectly formulaic they are, that there is nothing new or interesting that ever seems to happen in them anymore. Even though, as you say, in the past, occasionally you would be surprised by a theme or some beautiful little piece of art.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. And when we talk about it being woke, it's not like it's just like, gosh, we don't like its politics, but it does really interesting things in the film. A big part of it is that it's woke, and that makes it boring storytelling. Like, they're not doing interesting things. And in the past, I have compared this to, like, bad Christian movies. They have become sort of the bad Christian movies of big cinema, in that we're trying to teach you how to be better people. That's not interesting storytelling ever. And so we're seeing that now in these films. It gets very tangled up that woke is just not good storytelling, regardless of how you feel about it politically. So I think we're seeing that. And I think that was something that South Park episode touched on.
Right.
And then you have just like the bizarre race swapping. You're like, why is a character who has always been a young white man suddenly a Hispanic woman? We don't know why. They don't explain. And we're just supposed to accept this. And they are deliberately criticizing their own fan base. And then they're surprised to find out that their fan base doesn't love it. But to your point about the quality, it was funny to me that it has gotten so bad that in a fourth quarter call here a couple of weeks ago, Bob Iger had to admit the quality of our films is not what they should be. And that floored me, that you had the CEO openly saying,
Wow. Yeah,
the quality isn't great. So as far as Kathleen Kennedy goes, I'll be interested to see how long she is for the Disney World going forward.
Of course. Because I guess it all ties in with your point on this woke stuff being bad storytelling, which obviously
right.
then feeds the quality problem. But it comes down to, sometimes I guess the feminists have been upset that I say, I don't want to see a young woman beat up a big, strong man. And it's not because I don't love women. I love women, man. I'm very, very pro-woman. It's because that doesn't happen. That is not possible. That will never,
right.
1,000 times that is attempted out of 1,000 times, that will not work. And so I watch it on screen and I say, oh, this movie is not tethered to reality. So I've completely lost interest. And then the rejoinder to that is, well, it's a superhero movie. You say, right, but the point of a superhero movie is to tell you something about humanity. That's what these myths
right.
are for. So if the superhero movies serve the opposite purpose and they undercut aspects of human nature, then what am I watching for?
Well, and it's interesting to compare because I do like some superhero movies, and I'm kind of the sort of person who will like any film provided in its genre. I like any genre provided that it's well done. I can like a horror. Mm-hmm. I can like superhero movies. I will like any of it if you do it well. And so you compare this film to, say, the first Wonder Woman, which was a refreshing, really enjoyable movie-going experience. And that was because of Gal Gadot. So this idea that young men don't want to see female superheroes is ridiculous, because everybody enjoyed Wonder Woman. It did phenomenally at the box office. It scored very high with critics. But what it also did was it got at the gender roles of men and women in a classic way. And you saw her, one, as this sort of bringing innocence to the world. She was a woman who was bringing innocence. She wasn't this grizzled, world-weary, you know, fighter pilot. And you compared her with, and I'm forgetting his name, Steve, her love interest in that movie, Chris Pine, was Steve. And it was for love of him that she was inspired to go and create something pure in the world. And so their love, their romance created this purity. And that to me was something that got at something foundational about men and women that a Captain Marvel is not going to touch, because they're not doing that. They're just doing girl power. So there's nothing real there. So even if you're doing a comic book movie, there has to be something real. And so that's why I look at this. They're going, oh, young men don't want to see women in superhero roles. I'm like, yeah, young men hate seeing beautiful women on the screen.
Wearing like really tight clothing and, you know, doing acrobatics. Right. Yeah, we hate that. Yeah.
So yeah, and so that was my point, is that I go, when you looked at, there was no romance in Captain Marvel. My understanding is there is not in the Marvels either, to the point that they're hinting maybe she's a lesbian. Yeah. There's been a lot of chatter about that. So I think that, you know, people are not interested in stories that don't tell transcendent narratives, that don't have transcendent themes.
We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, the holidays not only allow us to spend time with family, they're a reminder of how important our responsibility is to protect them. That includes planning to secure their future. Life insurance is an easy way to give your family peace of mind. It provides a safety net, so if something were to happen to you, God forbid, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies. Their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Your family deserves peace of mind. A life insurance policy from Policy Genius can give it to them. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Get the life insurance you need today. PolicyGenius.com.
So I've been on a bad run of movies lately. I have seen three movies. I've reviewed them. My review of the Marvels is coming out tomorrow. Obviously, I didn't like it, but I'll go into why I didn't like it more in this review. The first movie I saw for these reviews was the new Exorcist movie, which was among the worst films I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of movies. I mean, the title had previously been held by this movie Sans Soleil by the French essayist filmmaker Chris Marker, which is a movie that I've thought about for 15 years and I still don't know what it's about. Okay, and the new Exorcist.
Is it really that bad if you're still thinking about it?
I know. In a way, it's probably the greatest movie I've ever seen. It was so horrific that I'm still thinking of it. The Exorcist was just, everything went wrong. The storytelling was wrong. The writing was wrong. The message was wrong. Nothing made any sense whatsoever. So that was terrible. Then I saw the Taylor Swift concert movie. It's just not for me. I'm not saying it was bad. She's a very impressive woman, but it wasn't for me. And then this movie was terrible. So Megan, you're more in the culture than I am. Is there any hope? Is there any movie that I can look forward to that's coming out, or is it just all going to be trash from here on out?
Well, you know, there's a few that I'm looking forward to, and a big one for me, I watched the trailer for this, and I kind of just offhand tweeted and said, gosh, this looks good, I'm going to go see it. And it was one of those tweets that you don't see coming that just went totally viral. And I'm sure you've had that experience, like you just tweet some little thing, and people just went berserk for me tweeting this trailer. And it was from the film, it's called Freud's Last Session. It's based on the Broadway play. And it is an imagined battle of wits between Sigmund Freud and C.S. Lewis over the subject of God. And Anthony Hopkins plays Freud, which is interesting, right? Because he played C.S. Lewis in the past in Shadowlands. So a lot of people are interested to see him sort of now play against a young C.S. Lewis who will be played by Matthew Good, who my favorite character of his was Lady Mary's Last Romance on Downton Abbey. So this is the one I really have my eye on. And the word is that the playwright of this film, he is a Christian, and it was a very well-received play on Broadway. And what I'm hearing is that if it stays faithful to the Broadway play, it's going to be a phenomenal film. And of course, you know, we can expect a phenomenal performance from those two actors. So,
wow, that's an uncharacteristic bit of hope from the popular culture.
I know.
Meg, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Meg Basham, and you can find me several times a week at Morning Wire, and of course on Daily Wire, pretty regular articles. So all those places.
Go follow Meg Basham right now. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm Michael Knowles. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Do not go anywhere. Don't go anywhere except to go follow Meg. We'll be right back.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
West Virginia.
Okay, gang. Welcome back to the show. This is Ben Shapiro. No, I'm joking. I couldn't fool you. I can't even do a good Ben Shapiro impression. I'm not Ben Shapiro. I'm Michael Knowles, but it's good to be with all of you. Always love filling in for Ben when he is. I don't even know what he's doing right now. Who knows? He's flying around somewhere giving some speech. What I would recommend is when you are traveling and getting ready for Black Friday and the holiday season, that you go out and pick up Reasons to Vote for Democrats, a comprehensive guide, my best-selling blank book, endorsed by Mr. Shapiro and Mr. Trump. I would recommend that you go check out my number one best-selling book, Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds, also endorsed by Mr. Shapiro. And you might even puff on a Mayflower cigar if we get any stock back in. But I mentioned Mr. Trump. There is some breaking news from the political and theological luminaries over at The View. This from Joy Behar, who wants to let you know that if you call yourself a Christian and you support Donald Trump, if you even don't hate Donald Trump, you are in the throes of a major contradiction.
I would like people to identify themselves because they write mean things to me. And then I look up their handle and it always says, love Trump, love Jesus. I love Jesus too. You know, we all love Jesus. But they love Trump and Jesus. That's an oxymoron right there.
Yeah.
But that's right.
It's an oxymoron right there. I actually don't know that Joy Behar even knows the meaning of oxymoron, but she certainly doesn't know the meaning of Christianity. And the reason I mention this is not to dunk on Joy Behar or The View. I sometimes think that we conservatives in the media are the only people who watch The View. I'm told that is not the case. I'm told that it actually still gets pretty high ratings for daytime TV, which is why I guess we have to talk about these sorts of things. But I sometimes think the only place that I see The View is on conservative media. Because, you know why? Because The View offers us such teachable moments. And the teachable moment here is not that Joy Behar is a mean, nasty, awful person. It's that she actually doesn't know anything about Christianity. She doesn't know. And so she makes this joke about you love Trump and you love Jesus, that you can't do both at the same time. She doesn't know that Christianity, that our Lord tells us, love the Lord your God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. Furthermore, she doesn't know, she just doesn't know that Jesus says, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. She doesn't. So the craziest part to me is that the joke falls flat because she doesn't know anything about what she's talking about. So it's that she could have made a joke. The little Mary Magdalene barb in there at the end might be sacrilegious, but it might satisfy the conditions of comedy. The first one doesn't because she doesn't know anything about her subject. And this is a much bigger problem than anything that you're seeing on The View or on network television. This is a problem that afflicts the whole country. We don't know basic things anymore. I heard from a university professor who's been teaching for many years now, and he said every year the kids come in, they know less and less. People who don't know who Noah is. This was 10 years ago. I was talking to a professor. He said, I have a lot of students who've never heard of Noah. Even if you're an atheist, even if you're a Zoroastrian, even if you're a Buddhist, you should know the books of the Bible. So how did we get to this place? Well, a few different ways. We got to this place because in favor of social engineering and political correctness, the libs have destroyed standards in public education. They've decided that when you have high standards, that means students fail and they have to work hard and you have to address root causes of ignorance. And that's kind of yucky and icky and it doesn't feel very egalitarian. So they lowered the standards so nobody could fail. This led to rampant grade inflation. For goodness sakes, the Yale English department, supposed to be the best English department in the country, took out the Shakespeare requirement for undergraduates. You know, you could get a degree at Yale in English and not have to read Shakespeare. Can you imagine? But then it goes back even further than that. The Supreme Court told us in the middle of the 20th century that not only did you not have to, but you could not teach the Bible in public schools. The Bible. Again, even if you're an atheist, even if you're a Zoroastrian, even if you're a Buddhist, you should read the Bible. It's the most important book ever written. You can't understand Western civilization without reading it. This is not an ideological battle. This is not a difference of religious opinion or anything like that. This is just a question of, are we going to have basic competence in our country? Are we going to have a basic level of knowledge? How long can a world superpower go on when it doesn't know anything anymore? On that happy note, I'm Michael Knowles. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Be right back.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park, and Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. No, it is not Ben. You can hear from my voice. Okay, okay, gang. Okay, okay. It is, in fact, Michael Knowles. Wonderful to be with you, as always. Thank you for inviting me into your homes today. Whether your house is just a normal, average, totally unremarkable house, or whether your house is a house of love and death, which is the name of the new book by my friend Andrew Klavan, who joins me now. Drew, thank you for coming on the show.
I thought it was good to be here. I thought I was going to get to talk to Ben. This is a big disappointment.
Sorry, I know. If you want, I can pitch my voice up a little bit and speed up the cadence.
Talk really fast. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, at least this way I can understand what you're saying. So that's a proper.
So before we get to anything that actually matters for anyone's life, you know, the political order fraying, Gen Z applauding Osama bin Laden, I want to be very, very clear that everyone should buy your book immediately. The book is doing very well.
The book is number 8 on the bestseller list, not on the New York Times bestseller list, where we know for a fact
Shocking.
They kept it off. Yeah, but on the real bestseller list, which is the Publishers Weekly one, which where they just count the number of books. But yes, everybody should buy this book. It has the editor's pick on Amazon. It got a starred review in Publishers Weekly. It is Wow. getting rave reviews on Amazon. And this is the one advantage I have over other conservatives who are novelists. I'm actually a novelist who's a conservative, so I actually know what I'm doing. it really is true. It is very difficult to get the kinds of things I'm writing published now. I mean, people are shutting this down, and I fight for every word, and I will never cut out anything for political reasons. But, you know, if people buy the book, it gives me power. It gives me the power to press on and say the things I want to say and paint the world the way I want to paint it, the way it actually is, I should say. And so, please, if you like mystery stories, if you got a friend who likes mystery stories, your father likes them, get The House of Love and Death, because you will like it. And it really is helpful to the publishing industry.
It is. It is important to be able to go in, if you're a conservative artist, I think there are still 3 of them left in the country, to be able to say, look, I've got some leverage, I've got an audience, you can't push me around, you know, or I'll take my business elsewhere. Because you were not first a political person. In fact, you were kind of dragged into politics the same way that you were dragged into movies. You've written a bunch of popular movies, which was kicking and screaming. So now that Gen Z is applauding Osama bin Laden and has rediscovered his letter to America, are you regretting that you made a little turn into politics?
I was just, it's funny. I was just talking to my friend John Nolte. He and I kind of started doing this with Breitbart about the same time. And I said, have we made any headway? And he was like, no, we haven't won anything. I don't actually think that's true. I think we've started building some kind of cultural awareness. This is where conservatives fall down. This is why I started talking about this. We fall down on the culture. We think, oh, if we just win this election or that election, we just win this congressional district, just get this majority, the country's going to turn around. No, you win and lose the country in the culture, in novels, in movies, in songs, in all the things that the left has dominated. Not just dominated, but it's blacklisted anybody else who tries to get in. So I'm not sorry, because look, everybody with this bin Laden thing, you're talking about these kids who saw bin Laden's letter to America on TikTok, where he basically says, oh yes, Islam is going to take over the world. You know, you guys are spreading this satanic gay disease of AIDS. You know, he absolutely believes in nothing that they believe in, but they just have learned to hate America so much that he actually makes sense to them. What gets me about this, though, is that all the politicians are saying, oh, this TikTok, we got to ban TikTok. And I'm like, screw TikTok. It's the educators. It's the teachers. It's the colleges. The call is coming from inside the house.
Right.
And if we had trained these kids to understand why we're Americans, why we have freedom, why we have our system the way we have it, why it's a better system than anyone else's, they would listen to this and they think that's horrible. That's a nightmare. But they've been taught that it's true. So when they hear it on TikTok, they feel that it's true. It's insane.
That's a great point, that they've been taught since they were 5. Well, now kids go to preschool, I think, 2 days after they leave the womb. So they've been taught, you know, since they were just out of utero, that America is bad and tradition is bad. They're at least taught those things. And Christianity is bad, and anything that the West has traditionally held dear is bad. So they read Osama bin Laden's letter, the thesis of which is, you guys are bad. I mean, I think one of the lines in the letter is, you're the worst civilization that's ever lived. And that resonates for them, right? That tickles something that you know, has been stimulated for all of their lives. And so they ignore the rest of the letter. My favorite part of the letter by Bin Laden, I hadn't read it in years, so I went back now after this trend took off, and I went back. My favorite part is he said, the fact that you all did not punish Bill Clinton after the greatest disgrace that could ever befall a country, after what he did in the Oval Office, that is the indictment. You know, he's justifying 9/11 on our failure to punish Clinton for the Lewinsky affair. And all of the people who are lauding this now, every single one of them voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Well, that is absolutely right. And he even says that we should get rid of Obama so that Biden will be president at one point. He doesn't say that. I don't think he says it in this letter. In a later letter, yeah. He said that he wanted Biden to be president because he knew he wasn't up to the job. It's a kind of hypnosis of ideology. These kids are walking blind. And the thing that's kind of sad about it is, of course, it means they hate themselves. It means they're only ready to despise themselves. And the one thing that everybody should talk about, every politician, every commentator, every artist should talk about is this. There is not one free man or woman walking the earth, the planet Earth, who isn't free because of American blood and treasure. That
right.
Every single person who lives free, who can speak as he wants, who can live as he wants, who can do the things that he wants, makes the choices that he wants, is free because Americans fought, died, spent, and protected that freedom. I just think that this idea of freedom, it disappears, it's fragile if no one defends it. And this is why we support Israel. It's why we're allies with, you know, the French and the English. They all have their flaws, but they all essentially believe in freedom. And Osama bin Laden doesn't. He is, you know, this is the great line. My friend Bruce Feirstein wrote one of the James Bond films, and somebody says to James Bond in that film, you know, one man's terrorist, another man's freedom fighter, and Bond says he's not a freedom fighter if he's not fighting for freedom. And these guys are not fighting for freedom, you know, and that's what they should know.
When you sponsor an ultrasound at Preborn, your gift, no matter how small, makes a difference in a huge way. With a donation of just $28, you can make a real difference in a mother's life, introducing her to her child through ultrasound, which could help double her baby's chance at life. We are seeing throughout the country a terrible electoral phenomenon in which voters are actually broadening the laws allowing abortion. More abortions are going to happen because of this, but you can step up and you can help mitigate the effect of these terrible laws by convincing moms on an individual level that they are doing the right thing by preserving the life of their unborn children. All you have to do is take a few small minutes to make a life-saving donation. Preborn will take it from there. Their network of clinics rescues about 200 babies every single day. Get involved today by dialing #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or head on over to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. You're not going to do anything more important today. Donate just $28 and you can help save a life. Again, that's #250 baby to get started, or preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben.
I was trying to make sense of this trend. Not a lot of trends catch me by surprise in pop culture. This one did. You know, I didn't see Bin Laden's rehabilitation arc coming in the distance. And I was trying to think of why it's happening. You know, because call me an old fuddy-duddy, I don't think that you have to hand it to Bin Laden. I don't think there's any circumstance in which you have to hand it to him. But I did wonder if the reason that these ignorant Zoomers have, you know, discovered this letter for the first time and are taken with it is the same reason that new immigrants or the children of immigrants or even white kids in the United Kingdom were signing up and joining ISIS, you know, or in America too. I mean, there were Americans, like regular old American kids, who would go over and fight for these jihadis. And is it possible that what they are attracted to is something that we are presently lacking, namely the jihadis, wrong as they are about many things, believe in something deeply that is beyond the material comforts of this world. Whereas in secular liberal society that we live in, we're told that the most important thing to live for is a newer iPhone and maybe a cool piece of clothing.
I think you're absolutely right about this. It is one of the things that has really bothered me on the right, you know, as a person who basically places himself in the conservative camp. The fact that we sell things like Ayn Rand, that we tell people that capitalism is the core of our society. Capitalism is a wonderful economic system, but without basically a belief in a higher moral order. Capitalism includes prostitution. It includes fentanyl sales. It includes basically talking people into buying garbage that they don't need with money they could use more usefully. You have got to live in a moral universe. And the thing about this is, the only reason I feel that people should believe in God is for the same exact reason I feel they should believe in gravity. It's real, and even though you can't see it, if you go against it, you will not live a happy life, you know?
Right.
I think that what they are saying at its basic level is that there is a higher moral order, there is a God, he wants things from us, he made us in his image. Those are the things that they're saying that we're not, and we just think, gee, it's so comfortable here, you know, we've got so much, you live pretty long, you can keep your health for a long time. What me worry, you know?
Right.
I think that they were just shocked on 9/11. The one thing that shocked the left more than anything was that somebody cared enough about God to kill you for it. And I think the question is, do we care enough about God to live for him and to live with meaning and to understand what our meaning and our purpose is, you know?
That's a pretty good point, Drew. You know, that every once in a while, you have a pretty good one. The book is...
I'm drinking, that's what it is. Yeah,
the book is The House of Love and Death. Go get it right now so it jumps even higher up the bestseller charts and the publishing industry can't kick all the conservatives out. Drew, thank you for coming on. I'm Michael Knowles. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
3333.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I'm not Ben Shapiro. I'm Michael Knowles. Wonderful to be with you as always. As we approach Black Friday, I might remind you that if you want to buy my magnum opus, my book without any words in it, number one bestseller endorsed by President Trump and by Ben Shapiro, you can get that, Reasons to Vote for Democrats, a comprehensive guide wherever fine books are sold. If you'd like to go even further and get my book with words in it, that would be Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds, also number one national bestseller. And, by the way, I don't know the rules of this on radio, but I do have a new cigar company. It's called Mayflower Cigars, sold out in one day. We might have some more supply coming in, a little unclear right now. Must be 21 years old or older to purchase. Some exclusions apply. Let's get to my favorite thing about filling in for Ben, and my absolute favorite part of it is the mailbag, because I get to delve into Ben's mailbag and then give you all of the correct answers. This question from Dan, Ben, subscriber from Australia here. I live in Australia. I'm a devout Christian and a youth leader at my local church. My church is fairly conservative on most social issues. 2 years ago, having a forum discussion promoting traditional marriage. I should hope so. I'm going to put a pause there. How far have we fallen? As a culture, how far has Christendom fallen to say, look, my church, it's pretty conservative? Why, just a few weeks ago, we were defending marriage. Goodness gracious me, that should be the basic, that should be the starting point for conservatism. And now that's controversial, even in churches. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, rant over. I will continue with the question. Our youth service is intended partly as an outreach to all teenagers in the area. Just recently, I had a conversation with a group of girls who were attending our weekly youth service. One of them referred to another as she, who was offended by this. And from this, I found out she prefers they, them pronouns. As a Christian and a supporter of science and logic, I believe it's sinful, deceitful, and illogical to refer to people using pronouns that don't match their biological sex. I've not spoken with other youth leaders or youth pastors about this, but I'm unsure how to proceed. Should I refer to her using her correct biological pronouns to be true to my God, or should I use the preferred pronouns as an evangelical tool? And should I talk to the youth pastor or youth leaders about it? Big fan of the show. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Dan. Okay, good question. Simple answer. When you said, should I be true to God, or you should, anything that comes after the or, don't forget about it, okay? That's not, yes, you should use the correct terms, because clarity is charity. And you're not, you shouldn't be offensive about it. You'd say, ha, 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 you're really a girl, you dumb lib, or don't say that. But it is charitable to tell people the truth in love. And it is charitable to make clear to women that they are women, and to make clear to men that they are men. There's nothing charitable or good or holy or righteous about lying to people and about encouraging them in delusions that will only harm them and also harm society. So that's what you should do. What you're seeing here, actually, though, implicit in your question, is a deeper confusion that afflicts our whole society. You said, should I tell the truth, or should I lie as an evangelical tool? And so what you're saying is, should I make my moral decisions based on the actions themselves, or should I make moral decisions based on the consequences that they might lead to in the future? In other words, what you're asking me is, do good ends justify evil means? Does the good potential end of evangelization justify lying, which is intrinsically wrong? And the answer is no. No. Good ends do not justify evil means. And the ethical framework that you are looking for is not what is called consequentialism, which is judging actions based on their consequences, to simplify it. But what we're talking about is the virtue or vice of the actions themselves. So no, don't give in ever on the crazy trans stuff. Don't give in on marriage. Marriage is real. Marriage, for all times and all places, for all of human history, has meant a union of a man and a woman, because the sexes are not the same. They're complementary. And a man can't become a woman, and a woman can't become a man. Men and women are different, and that's a good thing. Vive la difference. And everybody understood that for all of human history. And most people today still understand that, except in the West, among some liberals who have a lot of power, they seem to deny that. But no, that's a fact. And the truth is good. The truth will set you free, and lies will destroy you. Even though today we live in a world that tells us the opposite. They tell us that the truth will enslave us and lies will set us free. That is itself a lie, and it's a lie of the father of lies. Next question from Alex. Hey, Ben, I work in a tech company in Denver where most of my colleagues lean liberal. I often find myself in the minority with my conservative views. How can I maintain my principles while fostering a positive work environment and avoiding conflict with my peers? Well, you should not lie, as we were just discussing. It's not good to lie ever, so don't say that you believe one thing when you actually believe the opposite. But likewise, you don't need to be totally flamboyant about your political views, okay? Likewise, you don't need to wear the MAGA hat to the water cooler. You know, we're called to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves, even though people are very often wise as doves and innocent as serpents. And so what I would recommend is if you were directly asked a question about your views and you're not able to sidestep it in a polite and decorous way, then I would say what you think and let the chips fall where they may. But you don't need to volunteer that. One, because you're not actually at work to antagonize your colleagues, but you're not actually at work to have a debate over first principles. You're there to do a job. But two, you don't want to give the DEI coordinator at your office an excuse to fire you, you know, and to push conservatives even further out of public life. Next question. This next question coming from Emily. Teaching in a liberal world. I'm a high school teacher in Brooklyn. I find it challenging to navigate politically charged environments in my classroom. How can I encourage open and respectful dialogue among my students who come from diverse backgrounds and hold a wide range of opinions? Well, I guess the answer has got to be, what are you there to do? You're there to teach. And what is teaching? Teaching is separating truth from falsehood. Teaching is disciplining the intellect and will of students to be more in alignment with what is good and true and beautiful and less in alignment with what is false and wicked and ugly. So, you know, I know that today it's very popular for teachers to say, we're not here to teach students what to think, only how to think. But that doesn't make any sense. That's a meaningless statement. And I know conservatives have said that for many years too, but it's not true. It doesn't mean anything. You cannot know how to think without first knowing what to think. You can't know how to think about advanced and abstract mathematics if you do not first know that 2 + 2 = 4. If you are not taught by your teacher when you're in kindergarten that 2 + 2 = 4, if you are permitted to come to your own conclusion, and, you know, in the free-spiritedness of the modern classroom, you look, man, for me, 2 + 2 = 5. If your teacher allows you to do that, then you are never going to know how to think about anything at all. You're never going to have the freedom that liberal education promises. But that freedom, paradoxically, comes only through coercion. The freedom that the liberal arts, the arts to train you to make sense of your freedom, ultimately result in are a consequence of the coercive disciplining of the intellect and the will, even the will, to say that you're going to reject your lower appetites and your base passions, and you're going to bring your lower appetite into accord with your higher will, which is the rational will, that traditionally has been understood to mediate between the lower will and the divine will, which is ultimate truth and perfect discipline. So, to get back to your very practical question, how can you have open and respectful dialogue among students? You don't really want dialogue among students. You know, you want them to come to certain conclusions for themselves, but you want them to come to the correct conclusion. And so what I would recommend is going back to a more traditional form of education, which is, you know, you tell the kids the facts and you have them memorize the facts. You know, this battle happened on this date. This mathematical equation results in this figure. And you have them learn it and you have them recite it. And then when that gets into their bones and when they learn the basics, then they can begin to come to more abstract conclusions on their own and have all sorts of debates. But I don't think ninth grade is necessarily the place to do that. You can't know how to think about American history without knowing that a certain battle happens in 1776, without knowing that the Civil War starts in 1860, without knowing that I have to take a break right now, but we will be back next time. Not after the break, but next time. I'm Michael Knowles. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keisha Stevens. House Republicans are releasing surveillance video from January 6, 2021. Speaker Mike Johnson announced Friday that thousands of hours of video from the U.S. Capitol will be posted to a public website as soon as possible. He said the move will allow Americans to see for themselves what happened that day. 40,000 hours of video expected to be made public over the next few months. Some camera footage released already shows Capitol Police shaking hands with people as they entered the Capitol. A Colorado judge is keeping former President Trump on the state's 2024 ballot. The ruling's another victory for Mr. Trump after courts in Minnesota and Michigan also rejected similar efforts. A health development involving a former First Lady.
Word from the Carter Center that former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, now 96 years old, receiving hospice care at home. Family members say she and the former president, who is now 99, are spending time with each other. Rosalynn Carter diagnosed with dementia back in May. She and former President Jimmy Carter are the longest married couple in U.S. presidential history. They celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary back on July 7th. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The flu season is well underway.
Normally, the flu season ramps up in December or January, but health officials say there are at least seven states reporting high levels of illnesses, with cases rising in other parts of the country. Data posted by the CDC shows very high activity last week in Louisiana and high activity in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico, and South Carolina. While the CDC says it's not yet clear exactly how effective the current flu vaccines are, the shots are well matched to the flu strains that are showing up across the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If paying too much for term life insurance, there is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45, non-smoker, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 800-773-0433. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 800-773-0433. Remember, 800-773-0433. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker underwriting exam required to qualify. That number for Term Busters is 800-773-0433. 800-773-0433.
A Missouri trial is underway over a new state voter ID law.
Voting rights advocates are seeking to overturn Missouri's new legislation, saying that getting the records needed to obtain proper photo identification to cast a regular ballot can be challenging, especially for the elderly and people with disabilities. Last October, the presiding Cole County Judge John Beadham dismissed a similar lawsuit by the Missouri League of Women Voters, the NAACP, and two Missouri voters. Beadham said he could not find evidence of specific injury or protectable interest. Missouri's Republican-led legislature passed the measure last year after decades of effort, and the office of Andrew Bailey, Missouri's Republican Attorney General, is defending the law in court. I'm Jennifer King.
Pentagon's failed its annual audit for the sixth year in a row. The Defense Department passed only 7 of 29 sub-audits this year. Auditors found half of the department's claimed assets could not be accounted for. Lawmakers have repeatedly expressed concern about fraud with the Pentagon. News and analysis at townhall.com. The former South Carolina lawyer convicted of killing his wife and son pleads guilty to financial crimes.
Former attorney Alec Murdoch entered into a plea deal in which he admits guilt to more than a dozen counts of financial fraud, money laundering, and breach of trust in exchange for a 27-year prison term. Murdoch had been accused of stealing millions in legal settlements from his clients, including the family of his own housekeeper, who died in a fall at the Murdoch, South Carolina home. Murdoch is already serving life in prison without parole for killing his wife and son in 2021. The same judge who accepted this plea deal agreed to step down from the appeal of the murder convictions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An extremely rare deep sea fish was spotted recently off the coast of California, only the ninth time in 36 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No, me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Osama bin Laden was evil. I know this should be rather obvious. Bin Laden was an arch-terrorist responsible for the murder of thousands of Americans. Unfortunately, to an entire generation raised on the idea that success equals oppression and failure equals being oppressed, it's not obvious at all that Osama bin Laden was evil. In fact, he was apparently an aggrieved victim with a shockingly cogent case against the West. That is according to a bevy of new videos trending on TikTok of TikTok generation Americans reading Osama bin Laden's Letter to America. That letter was released in November 2002. It essentially makes the same case that radical Muslims and radical leftists now make in favor of Hamas. The West is evil and aggressive, and Westerners, including Jews, deserve what they get. It is Frantz Fanon and Jean-Paul Sartre and Hassan al-Banna, the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood, all rolled into one. Here are some of the reactions of young people reading bin Laden's letter for the first time.
I need everyone to stop what they're doing right now and go read. It's literally two pages. Go read A Letter to America. And please come back here and just let me know what you think, because I feel like I'm going through like an existential crisis right now, and a lot of people are. So I just need someone else to be feeling this too.
And what exactly is that existential crisis? The existential crisis is that a lot of these people agree with bin Laden. Now, if you find yourself in large-scale agreement with Osama bin Laden, one of the most evil people to ever live, you might want to pre-examine your own biases. But instead, people are starting to think that maybe bin Laden was good. Actually, bin Laden had some points. You're seeing a lot of this on TikTok. In fact, so much of this is happening on TikTok that the UK Guardian, which had the entire text of the letter posted, had to take it down from their website because they say that they didn't want their top trending piece to be Osama bin Laden's 2002 letter talking about the evils of the West. Here's some more of these TikTok reactions.
Best friend, I just read A Letter to America. Have you read that?
If you haven't read it yet, I think if you go on the internet, it's not there because the U.S. government is trying to remove it because they don't want us to see the letter to America. Why don't they want us to see A Letter to America? A Letter to America is A Letter to America written by Osama bin Laden, basically explaining why he attacked on 9/11. Now, don't jump me. I know 9/11 can be quite triggering, but let's ask question that Osama bin Laden asked America. Why did they attack on September 11th?
And Osama was kind of chewing the girls up a little bit. He was kind of spitting.
Osama bin Laden basically said in a nutshell, not only do you keep f***ing with us, but you keep f***ing with everybody. You're dropping bombs on people and it's fine, but when we do it, we're terrorists. And I'm not here to defend anybody, but I am here to say we got to do some f***ing algebra here. If we're going to call Osama bin Laden terrorists, so is the American government.
And that is the point. That is the point. We have taught an entire generation of young people that Osama bin Laden has a point. There's been a lot of talk in the aftermath of Hamas's October 7th attack about why is it that young people in the West, Americans, members of the European community, why are so many young people siding with Hamas? And the answer, of course, is because we as a civilization have taught them to side with Hamas. We have taught them that the West is inherently evil, or at the very least morally equivalent with terrorists on the other side of the equation. And they've imbibed from that well. They've been taught that for years and years and years. So when they read Osama bin Laden's letter, you know, there are a lot of people who are wondering, if 9/11 happened today, how would young people react? And the answer is a lot of people would be pro Osama bin Laden. They are now. Here's some more of this. blazing. Me, when I got the news in 2011, we got him. Celebrating. 2023. Reading his letter to America, knowing he was right. Knowing he was right. Bin Laden was right, guys. And these TikTok videos are everywhere. I mean, it's a full-on trending topic on TikTok. Again, here is some more.
No one in America ever really was given the information of why did this happen? Why did 9/11 happen? And also, why did the 93 at the World Trade Center happen? Like, the American people were never actually given logical reason. It was just that these people hate us because of our freedom, and that was the propaganda fed. It's Western freedom. It's their Western ideals of freedom, whatever that means. And so it's freedom for white people.
Okay, again, oppressed versus oppressor. And the more unsuccessful you are in this matrix, the more evil you are in this matrix, the more you're not evil, the more you're oppressed, because we have to see your side of the argument. And again, you being an oppressed person, you have the ability to stand up and then destroy your oppressor. So, of course, these people are pro-Hamas today. They're pro-Bin Laden yesterday. Here's some more of this.
Okay, let me get this straight. I'm not saying anything. I just want to make sure that all my facts are in order. Not saying anything, just want to make sure I'm correct. In a certain letter to Shlomerica, which was taken down after allegedly being on the Guardian website for 20 years, in which Osama bin Laden defends his mass killing of civilians by saying, hey, you Americans, you take such pride in your system of democracy. You pay your taxes. You elect your leaders. That's why I also hold you accountable, and that's why I killed American civilians, right? We define that as terrorism here in America. But when the same argument or a similar argument is used that it's okay that we level Gaza or allow Israel to level Gaza because they elected Hamas, mind you, 20 years ago and 50% of their population is minors, and they elected a leader who didn't do everything they said they were going to do and doesn't represent everything they said they represent. Wow, how can we as Americans possibly empathize with that? But that's a valid argument for Israel leveling Gaza, right? They elected Hamas. They
nobody,
elected Hamas, so
nobody, including the Israeli government, is quote-unquote leveling Gaza by targeting civilians. But this is the whole case. Again, the whole case here is a bunch of people who hate the West. That's what this is about. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. Most of the time, it's probably fine. Then, one time, you're reaching into your pocket and fumble it, and bam, the screen is broken. You'll wish that you had protected yourself. Well, same thing every time you connect to an unencrypted network. In cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on that same network can gain access to and steal your personal data, like your passwords or your financial details. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack somebody. Just some cheap hardware is needed. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. You just fire up the app, you click one button, and now you're protected. Plus, it works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. You get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro to get an extra 3 months for free. Now, let's go through some of the Bin Laden letter excerpts. Here's what they say. And again, you can see the matrix that Bin Laden was trying to create in 2001, 2002, and in the 90s. And you can see it now materialized on the streets of Paris, of London, of Washington, D.C., in New York. Here is what Bin Laden said. This is, again, back in 2002. Why are we fighting and opposing you? The answer is very simple. Because you attacked us and continue to attack us, right? They're victims. Right? Bin Laden was a victim. You attacked us in Palestine. The creation of Israel is a crime which must be erased. It brings us both laughter and tears to see that you have not yet tired of repeating your fabricated lies that the Jews have a historical right to Palestine, as was promised to them in the Torah. Anyone who disputes with them on this alleged fact is accused of anti-Semitism. It is the Muslims who are the inheritors of Moses. And so notice here that he shifts, Bin Laden does in 2002, from the argument that Palestine must be established to Israel must be disestablished and there is no Jewish right anywhere there, right? He's in favor of the destruction of the state of Israel and the murder of all the Jews. And all these people in the streets today, they agree. This is why they are chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. Bin Laden continues, under your supervision, consent, and orders, the governments of our countries, which act as your agents, attack us on a daily basis. These governments prevent our people from establishing the Islamic Sharia, using violence and lies to do so. So again, Westerners, particularly Western leftists, they read that and they say, oh, well, there are a lot of tyrannies over in the Middle East. But Bin Laden is calling for the establishment of Islamic Sharia. He's calling for the establishment of an Iranian-style theocracy. Does the Western left care about that? Of course not, because again, what the Western left holds in common with bin Laden is a hatred for the West. That is the thing that matters. Bin Laden continues, it is commanded by our religion and intellect that the oppressed have a right to return the aggression. Here's that matrix, the oppressed, oppressor, matrix, that all of this is dependent on. Do not await anything from us but jihad, resistance, and revenge. The American people have the ability and choice to refuse the policies of their government and even to change it if they want. The American people cannot be innocent of all the crimes committed by the Americans and the Jews against us, which is his excuse for killing massive numbers of civilians in the World Trade Centers and at the Pentagon. Right? That is the reason why bin Laden did that. He says, it is saddening to tell you that you are the worst civilization witnessed by the history of mankind. The Jews have taken control of your economy. You have destroyed nature with your industrial waste and gases more than any other in history. Despite this, you refuse to sign the Kyoto Agreement. That, of course, at the time was bin Laden's attempt to cudgel the proto-Greta Thunbergs of the world into line. Your law is the law of the rich and wealthy people who hold sway in their political parties and fund their election campaigns with their gifts. Behind them stand the Jews who control your policies, media, and economy. You hear echoes of that on both the entire radical left, the AOC wing of the Democratic Party, and in the isolationist right. Bin Laden says, you have used your force to destroy mankind more than any other nation in history. The freedom and democracy that you call to is for yourselves and for the white race only. That's the appeal to Black Lives Matter. Proto-Black Lives Matter, because this is 20 years before that. What happens in Guantanamo is a historical embarrassment to America and its values, and it screams into your face, you hypocrites. What is the value of your signature on any agreement or treaty? So, what's the appeal of all this? The answer is really obvious. Bin Laden is expressing the ideology of the current barbaric coalition dedicated to destroying the West. Which is why the current barbaric coalition dedicated to destroying the West, on stumbling on bin Laden's writings, is finding a new hero. Why wouldn't young people love his words? They've all been taught his precepts at their universities. All of them except the part about Sharia law and killing all the gay people and not being able to have sex with whoever you want. But they can put all that aside because, you know, anti-Western solidarity is the important thing. The oppressed class must come together to destroy the oppressors. That's what's behind the TikTok trend. China, of course, is pushing it because China hates the West. And China is, of course, running TikTok. And young people are pushing it because we have trained in the West an entire generation of young people to despise their own civilization. That is on us as a culture. Should we then be surprised by the barbarians inside our own gates? We'll get to those barbarians in just one second because they were out in the streets again last night. First, as many of you know, I love my Helix Sleep mattress. I love it so much, I had to get one for my in-laws. They love the mattress. By the way, I got one for my sister. She loves the mattress, one for my parents. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. So, how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Well, you take that Helix Sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There is no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Black Friday is right around the corner. My friends over at Helix are offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners today. Go to helixsleep.com/Ben. Use code HelixPartner25. It's their best offer yet. It's not going to last long. HelixSleep.com/Ben. Use code HelixPartner25 with Helix. Better sleep starts right now. Alrighty, coming up. Given the fact that there are so many young people who, you know, like Osama bin Laden, not shocking to see barbarians in the streets. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there are, in fact, barbarians in the gates. So last night, massive protests outside the DNC headquarters in Washington. The goal here, of course, is for the radical left to try to push the more moderate left into mirroring their pro-Hamas position. And the way they're going to do that is by, again, playing the oppressed. Remember, in the leftist matrix, the more angry you are, the more evil you are, the more criminal things you do, the more this is evidence that you are oppressed. Now, in reality, it's the opposite. The reality is that actions of evil, criminal actions, for example, violent actions, they tend to make you poorer. They tend to make your life worse. But because the left doesn't believe in personal responsibility at a core level, they believe that basically life is a thing that happens to you. Because of that, when they see somebody who is poor and angry, it's that the poverty is causing the anger, not that the anger is causing the poverty. And so when you have protesters in the streets who are getting violent, the left's almost immediate response very often is to say, well, those people must be angry for a reason. And the reason is because we need to make concessions to those people. That is the purpose of having these violent protests. So last night, according to the Associated Press, police and protesters clashed outside the DNC headquarters during a demonstration for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. The latest reflection of boiling tensions over the bloody conflict. By the way, the only boiling tensions are coming from one side. And literally the day before, there was a giant 300,000-person rally on the Washington Mall, pro-Israel rally, peaceful, loving, American flags, zero violence. Zero. That was not a boiling crowd. The boiling crowds are the ones in London who are assaulting police officers. The boiling crowds were the ones last night who were assaulting police officers. I'm old enough to remember when that was considered a bad thing, like on January 6th. Now it's considered, you know, just kind of de rigueur. Scores of Democratic representatives and candidates, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, were inside the building for a campaign reception when it was interrupted by chanting outside. Protesters said they wanted to block entrances and exits to force politicians to encounter their candlelight vigil. However, the situation swiftly evolved. Capitol Police said about 150 people were illegally and violently protesting in the Capitol Hill neighborhood of Washington. Protesters then blame police for the violence. Here is what it looked like as these crazed leftists and their radical Muslim allies decided that they were going to attack the front of the DNC building. Well, this looks kind of insurrectionary, doesn't it? Right here? No? Nothing? Doesn't matter? Totally fine? Just going to point out at this point that this is not covered pretty much at all in the mainstream media. It is buried in the mainstream media. Now, if you imagine pro-Israel protesters outside the DNC calling for more support for Israel, attacking police officers, do you think that might make the front pages literally everywhere? The answer, of course, is yes. When you see a violent protest outside the DNC, and it's by left-wingers, it's considered normal. Because again, that oppressor-oppressed matrix is so strong, they have no systemic immunity to it at all. The Capitol offices ended up having to go into lockdown. And again, this is just the latest example. Over in Berkeley, for example, left-wingers were throwing money at city council members. The implication, of course, being that it's Jew money that is responsible for the lack of a ceasefire, which, of course, is insane. Here are these anti-Jewish protesters in Berkeley throwing cash at city council members. You can see, again, there they are. Delightful human beings. Meanwhile, 40 groups at Columbia University have now proposed to push divestment from the state of Israel. They call themselves the Columbia University Apartheid Divest, a coalition of student organizations that see Palestine as the vanguard for the collective liberation. That's right, Hamas is the vanguard. So is the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist group. So is Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Quote, we are a continuation of the Vietnam anti-war movement and the movement to divest from apartheid in South Africa. We support freedom and justice for the Palestinian people. We know that true collective safety will arise when everyone has access to clean air, clean water, food, housing, education, healthcare, freedom of movement, and dignity. Now, never mind that Hamas has deprived its people of literally all of those things for the last 20 years while building terror tunnels and shooting rockets at the Jews. Doesn't matter. The students at Columbia have decided to face down the quote-unquote Zionist project. According to reports from the WHO, a Palestinian child is killed every 10 minutes. These attacks are explicitly connected to Israel's attempts to annex and ethnically cleanse more Palestinian land. Again, historically ignorant and ridiculous. Israel literally pulled out of the Gaza Strip in 2005 because it didn't want anything to do with this area. It doesn't matter. The entire agenda here is an anti-Western agenda. It is not just an anti-Israel agenda. How do we know? Because they say so. Quote, we believe in liberation. All systems of oppression are interlinked. The fates of the people of Palestine, Kurdistan, Sudan, Congo, Armenia, Ireland, Puerto Rico, Korea, Guam, Haiti, Hawaii, Kashmir, Cuba, Turtle Island, and other colonized bodies are interconnected. There's some things on this list that are rather interesting. So apparently, they want Hawaii to be turned over and Korea, to whom? I assume they mean South Korea. Like turn it over to the Norks? Like what exactly are they talking about there? We are committed to creating a multi-generational, intersectional, accessible space dedicated to fighting for abolition, transnational feminism, anti-capitalism and decolonization, and also to combating anti-blackness, queer phobia, Islamophobia, and anti-Semitism. Now, again, rational people look at that list and they go, what the? They look at that list of demands from this Columbia anti-apartheid coalition and go, I noticed that you have a few things here that conflict with one another. Like when you say queer phobia and Islamophobia back to back, it's weird. Because let's be real about this. Radical Muslims hate gay people and try to kill them. So that's strange, but that's not the point. The point is, it is coalitional. It's all coalitional strategy. We keep each other safe. We do not believe that prisons, police, profit over people, militarism, war, colonialism, or imperialism will keep us safe. We reject the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency's weaponizing of the United States' racist immigration laws to prevent our international comrades and peers from speaking up. They believe in open borders. We believe in the right of self-determination, land back, the right of return from Palestine to Turtle Island. I noticed, by the way, none of these people giving up their land to Native Americans. We believe in solidarity and the power of relationship building. We believe in collectivity. And that is the shtick here. It is a coalitional strategy. And again, that coalitional strategy sounds an awful lot like Osama bin Laden. This is why Osama bin Laden was doing the Kyoto Protocol routine way back when. It's why he was doing the anti-colonialism routine way back when. Now, by the way, there has never been a more colonizing religion in world history than Islam. Ever. Islam is a colonizing religion by nature. If you think that Arabic peoples were native to, like, Spain, you're out of your mind. And the reality is that virtually all religions have at times been colonizing. But the Arabian Peninsula was completely dominated by Islam since the 7th century. And pretending that there was no colonialism inherent in Islam is just historically ignorant. Of course there was. It's why they still consider, in radical Islamic circles, the world to be divided between Dar al-Islam and Dar al-Harb, right? The idea of the world governed by Islam and the world not governed by Islam. And the idea is that eventually everything is going to come under the dominion of Islam. So when you have this group pushing against colonization, obviously there's a lot of doublethink right there happening. But that's not the point. It doesn't have to be internally consistent. It has to be externally consistent, meaning its enemy has to be consistent. And that's the idea. And that's why you see this coalition building happening. All right, coming up, the rot in the Democratic Party is growing. Rashida Tlaib is an excellent example of this rot. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Five.
815.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Rashida Tlaib continues to be a world-class anti-Semite. How far has this gone in Democratic circles? Pretty damn far. Rashida Tlaib, still a well-respected member of the Democratic caucus, despite being censured by Congress. She was asked yesterday five straight times if she was anti-Semitic. She ignored the reporter, obviously.
Congresswoman, do you regret using the phrase "from the river to the sea"? It's used by terrorists to call for the genocide of the Jewish people. Do you regret using it? The White House says that phrase can be anti-Semitic. Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman?
Oh, it's a fake phone call routine. One of my favorites.
Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman Tlaib?
She's going to an elevator and pretending she's on the phone.
Are you
strangely, she's talking to no one.
Tlaib? Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman
Tlaib? And into the elevator. That's not a surprise, particularly, given the fact that, according to the New York Post, Tlaib is a member of the Facebook group Palestinian American Congress, whose founder, Maher Abdel Kadar, has referred to Israelis as not real Jews and questioned whether the Holocaust really happened. That Facebook group, which Tlaib joined 6 years ago, has posted several images of Hamas fighters following the terror group's brutal assault that left at least 1,200 dead across southern Israel. A member of the Palestinian American Congress posted on October 12th, quote, "We don't want to throw you in the sea. We want you to ride it back from where you came," sharing a picture of an elderly Israeli woman identified as a Holocaust survivor held hostage by Hamas. Another post on that same Facebook group showed a Hamas terrorist alongside a list of achievements reached by the resistance in northern occupied Palestine. Tlaib, of course, fully in league with all of this. Not a great shock. So is AOC. The Hamas caucus rides fully within the Democratic Party at this point. Yesterday, she tweeted out the Jew money shtick again. AIPAC has said that they are going to dedicate a lot of money to getting rid of Congress people who are aligned with Hamas. And she thinks that that's truly just a reflection of bad Jew money. Quote, "Criticism of the Israeli government is virtually non-existent in U.S. politics, but apparently that's not enough. Got to spend $100 million to unseat the few who believe in Palestinian human rights and a ceasefire that most Americans already support. The acceptable level of dissent is zero." Well, that's weird, because I see that AIPAC is actually not launching primary challenges against the vast majority of Democrats, like virtually all Democrats. They're only targeting the people who actually are members of the Hamas squad. But again, the idea is it's that corrupt Jew money that AOC is really upset about. Speaking of which, 24 members of the Hamas caucus have now signed a letter to President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken expressing deep concern about the intensifying war in Gaza and calling for a ceasefire. They then commit the moral sin of equivalence between Hamas and the Israeli Defense Forces. That, of course, is signed by all the usual suspects, all the people who you would see. Again, no shock there. The British Labour Party experiencing similar convulsions. Keir Starmer is suffering a major labor rebellion in Britain over a Gaza ceasefire vote. 56 of his MPs voted for an immediate ceasefire. 10 of the party's front benchers, those are people who are sort of spokespeople for labor, have left their jobs over the vote, including 8 shadow ministers. So, and the left is tearing itself apart over all of this because, again, the left has no systemic immunity at all to the Osama bin Laden intersectional crusade. They have no immunity to that because they, too, believe that the West is so inherently flawed that it must pay a deep and abiding price. And so that battle is just going to get more and more pitched. It is stunning to watch it play out in real time. But again, this is the wages of a West that is apologetic about its own existence for decades on end. Now, meanwhile, the media are targeting where they think the anti-Semitism is. Right? The media have been very, very generous toward Hamas and its acolytes. The media have been granting every ounce of credibility they can to the Gazan Ministry of Health. They've been granting every piece of credibility they can to every lie coming out from Hamas. They've been stamping for a ceasefire and claiming that Israel is committing war crimes in defiance of all facts on the ground. The media love that sort of stuff. So they are doing Hamas's work. I mean, really Hamas's propaganda work. But they think they know where the true anti-Semitism lies. The true anti-Semitism apparently lies with, wait for it, Donald Trump. We'll get to that momentarily first. The holidays not only allow us to spend time with family, they're a reminder of how important our responsibility is to protect them. That includes planning to secure their future. Life insurance is an easy way to give your family peace of mind. It provides a safety net, so if something were to happen to you, God forbid, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies. Their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Your family deserves peace of mind. A life insurance policy through Policy Genius can give it to them. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Get the life insurance you need today at PolicyGenius.com. Now, the other day, Donald Trump made a rather intemperate comment during one of his speeches. Now, that's nothing new. We should not be shocked by this. Everybody clutching at their pearls is tiresome. As I've said many times before, Donald Trump's epitaph may end up reading, "Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States. He said a lot of stuff." But in any case, here is what he actually said that set the internet ablaze. Here was Donald Trump the other day.
The great silent majority is rising like never before. And under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. You're going to be forgotten no longer. With your help, your love, and your vote, we will put America first. And today, especially in honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections, and will do anything possible. They'll do anything, whether legally or illegally, to destroy America and to destroy the American dream.
Now, he's reading from a teleprompter there. I mean, that is actually part of the speech. And it's not the best use of language. The use of language like vermin, it's, you know, redolent of bad things. It's ugly. But the media weren't just content to say that that's ugly language that is redolent of demagoguery of the past. They immediately went all the way. They went directly to Hitler. And they didn't just go to Hitler. They went to Hitler like 51 times. This is their favorite thing. Okay, Trump, because he said the word vermin, is just like Hitler. Okay, here we go. Here is your beloved media.
Of course, it's Trump is a Nazi time again.
Let's deal with Hitler, okay?
I don't think it's hyperbolic to say that. I mean, that is Mussolini Hitler-like language.
Trump's affinity for Hitler was always covered under an umbrella of his stupidity.
It echoes Hitler.
That's the kind of language Hitler used in Mein Kampf.
Got vermin and Hitler and Mussolini.
That's a horrifying clip. That's a fascist clip.
You're just going full on Hitler.
From Hitler's Germany.
We just need to say, for the record, that the term vermin was really effectively used by Adolf Hitler.
Echo dictators like Hitler.
With language evoking authoritarian figures like Adolf Hitler.
Donald Trump parroted the autocratic language of Adolf Hitler.
And it goes on like this over and over and over and over, right? I mean, this is the shtick. Hitler. Okay, now, let it be said at this point, Donald Trump is not Adolf Hitler. Not only isn't Donald Trump Adolf Hitler, he is the most pro-Israel and pro-Jewish president in American history, bar none. But herein lies the true insanity. Many of the same members of the media tone-policing Trump as Hitler have been simultaneously poo-pooing the actual Nazis of today, Hamas, and their supporters. You got Mehdi Hassan and the rest of the hosts at MSNBC who seem to have made it their life's mission to downplay Hamas as evil in order to establish moral equivalence with the Jewish state, and they are the first on the bandwagon to sniff out Hitlerian references. Except for the people who actually love Hitler, of course. The people who actually love Hitler, well, they just have some legitimate grievances. Some of the same dynamic has been striking Elon Musk over the course of the last 24 hours. So Musk made a rather large Twitter boo-boo last night. Somebody on Twitter posted the following message, quote, "Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of dialectical hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. I'm deeply disinterested in giving the tiniest bleep now about Western Jewish populations coming to the disturbing realization that those hordes of minorities that support flooding their country don't exactly like them too much. You want truth said to your face? There it is." So that was the tweet. Musk then tweeted, "You have said the actual truth," and this set everything ablaze. So, it is true, obviously, that certain Jewish organizations have bought into and promoted things like diversity, equity, and inclusion, which are gross distortions of the American dream. Nobody hates DEI more than I do. There are certain Jewish groups that are liberal in orientation who have supported that sort of stuff. Many of those groups have also pushed for open borders. It is also true that some of those organizations are now realizing, post-October 7th, that actually open immigration for people who hate Jews on an intersectional basis was pretty stupid. The problem with the original tweet is that it labels Jewish communities en masse. So my community, for example, pretty Jewish, has always opposed DEI and open borders. In fact, most Orthodox communities do. Presumably then, Musk was reading the term Jewish communities and instead seeing the letters ADL. And indeed, that's exactly what Musk then clarified. He said, quote, "The ADL unjustly attacks the majority of the West, despite the majority of the West supporting the Jewish people in Israel. This is because they cannot, by their own tenets, criticize the minority groups who are their primary threat. It is not right, and it needs to stop." And then Musk continued, "You are right that this does not extend to all Jewish communities. It is not just limited to the ADL." So that's a much more specific point. And it's certainly true. There are a lot of liberal Jewish organizations that supported a lot of the same policies that have now imported a lot of people who really hate Jews and Westerners into the West. And a lot of the very same people who are pushing DEI intersectional politics are now realizing the wages of that. That's true. The original tweet was wildly overbroad. But a huge number of people in the media decided now was the time to link Musk and the alt-right and the so-called Jewish question and support the notion that Musk is some sort of crypto-Nazi. Now, it's not a coincidence, again, that a lot of the people doing just that are happily calling for Israel to cease fire in its war with Hamas. See, very often anti-Semitism becomes a political football. When you can hang the label on Donald Trump or Elon Musk and you're on the left, you do it. However, when you're forced to denounce pro-Hamas protesters shouting from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free, suddenly you get a little shy. Thus, the same media leaping on both Trump and Musk has been downplaying the open Jew hatred at massive pro-Hamas protests around the globe, instead propagating lies about Israel's supposed human rights violations. Instead, they're focusing in on their political enemies like Trump and Musk and deeming them the acolytes of Hitler. Meanwhile, the actual Hitler acolytes who are out there waving Mein Kampf, they're like, those people, I mean, they are oppressed and brown. It might have more bite to hit Trump and Musk for supposed anti-Semitism if these people actually spent some actual time talking about the people who actually like Hitler on planet Earth, who are right now holding some 240 Jews and others hostage in Gaza and killed 1,200 people and have subjected the Gaza Strip to complete hellish tyranny for the last 20 years. But a lot of these same people are totally silent. When you sponsor an ultrasound at Preborn, your gift, no matter how small, makes a difference in a huge way. With a donation of just $28, you can make a real difference in a mother's life, introducing her to her child through ultrasound, which could help double her baby's chance at life. We are seeing throughout the country a terrible electoral phenomenon in which voters are actually broadening the laws allowing abortion. More abortions are going to happen because of this. But you can step up and you can help mitigate the effects of these terrible laws by convincing moms on an individual level that they are doing the right thing by preserving the life of their unborn children. All you have to do is take a few small minutes to make a life-saving donation. Preborn will take it from there. Their network of clinics rescues about 200 babies every single day. Get involved today by dialing #250, say, keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or head on over to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. You're not going to do anything more important today. Donate just $28 and you can help save a life. Again, that's #250 baby to get started, or preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. All right, coming up. Remember that time the celebrity class was very, very concerned about Boko Haram and the kidnapping of children, as they should have been? Remember that time they don't seem to give any craps at all about kidnapped Americans being held by Hamas? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank,
You're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
No Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it is amazing that the celebrity class, which expended so much time and energy on Boko Haram kidnapped girls, that they have very little to say about Hamas kidnapping Americans. So let's talk about the deafening silence from the celebrity class. So we all remember back in 2014, there was an Islamic terrorist group called Boko Haram, and they kidnapped 276 mostly Christian female students in Nigeria. And the celebrity class sprang into action. Someone like Michelle Obama, Ellen DeGeneres, Queen Latifah, they all held up signs reading, "Bring back our girls." Remember this? Hashtag bring back our girls. Many of us like that hashtag ain't going to do bleep. And it didn't work, by the way. 100+ of those girls are still missing. But that's not the point. The point is the celebrity class was up in arms over the kidnapped girls, as they should have been. Right? Hashtag bring back our girls. That was the thing. All the big celebs, all of them, universally. Question. Look at this. Have we seen any of these same celebrities holding up bring back our baby signs for Americans being held hostage in Gaza? Like actual Americans. And for all the talk of people about America first and that, I just like to point out there are currently dozens of Americans being held hostage by Hamas right now. But we have seen members of the media, like Gayle King, lecture a Jewish father whose 8-year-old daughter is currently being held by Hamas. This is what the media do. So the media aren't holding up those signs for this guy's kid, but they are attempting to cudgel this guy. They're attempting to get this guy, whose daughter is being held by Hamas, to say that Israel should stop trying to kill members of Hamas.
But now this seems to be all about politics. What do you say about that? You know, you have innocent children in Palestinians who are dying, innocent Israeli children who are dying. And no one seems to be able to say, enough, stop that.
I'm not interested in politics at all. My only concern is getting Emily back.
And this is insane. The media are literally trying to push a man whose daughter is being held hostage by a terrorist group into saying that Israel is doing the wrong thing by going after the terrorist group. So here's the thing. There's tons of Jew hatred on planet Earth. Plenty to go around. Anyone who's spending their days going after Donald Trump and Elon Musk for anti-Semitism while leaving Hamas untouched is pretty obviously concerned about something very different from Jew hatred. Okay, meanwhile, with regard to the latest in this war, Joe Biden is playing both sides. So Joe Biden just greenlit $10 billion being handed over to Iran. Late on Tuesday, the Secretary of State sent to Congress a recommendation for a 120-day waiver allowing the Iraqi government to transfer $10 billion in frozen funds to the Ayatollahs in Iran. The capital is earmarked as payments for Iranian electricity, but is being held in an escrow account. The administration says the waiver was necessary to preserve Iraq's electricity supplies, but that means that they're just going to use all that money for terrorism, because that is what they're doing. So the United States has been under attack from terrorist militia groups throughout the Middle East, mostly controlled by Iran. On 56 occasions, U.S. positions in Iraq and Syria are now under attack from the Iranians. 59 U.S. service personnel have been injured in those strikes. And Joe Biden is signing waivers to transfer billions of dollars to the Iranian government, even as the Iranian government is weak. There was a report yesterday out of Iran International English that actually Iran Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, one of the Ayatollahs, he delivered a clear message to Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. He said, we weren't warned about your attack, and we love you and you're our best friends, but high five as you drown. Which makes perfect sense. You know, as I've suggested since the beginning of the war, the most plausible explanation for what actually happened is that Iran greenlit an attack from Hamas in an attempt to scuttle the Saudi peace plan that was being put on the table between Israel and Saudi Arabia, brokered by the Biden administration. They wanted to kill that deal. So they said to Hamas, do an attack, kill a bunch of Jews, hope that Israel goes in strong, and that will scuttle the deal. But what they didn't count on is Hamas being successful enough to kill 1,200 people and take 240 hostages, necessitating the complete obliteration of Hamas. They just figured Hamas would live to fight another day. There would be another ceasefire. Hamas would continue to maintain its power in the Gaza Strip. So instead of Iran gaining the death of the Saudi peace plan, they got that, but they also lost one of their biggest pawns on the board in Hamas. And then the question became, do they wish to lose other pieces on the chessboard? Because the unspoken reality of this current Middle East conflict is that the actual serious threat to Israel is actually not Hamas in the Gaza Strip right now. It is Hezbollah on Israel's northern border, which has 200,000 rockets pointed at Israel, including 50,000 highly sophisticated rockets capable of geo-targeting, which means can hit towers in Tel Aviv. Not the dumb rockets that are being fired by Hamas, smart rockets that are being fired from southern Lebanon into Israel. So, as we've seen, deterrence doesn't really tend to deter terrorist groups when push comes to shove. And so Israel, at some point, is going to have to go after Hezbollah. The question is whether they're going to do it right now. Iran doesn't want them to do it right now, because if Israel were to swivel and hit Hezbollah right now and take them off the table, that's a real problem for Iran. The forward operating base against Israel for Iran was Hamas in the south and Hezbollah in the north. Hamas has been taken off the table. If Israel takes Hezbollah off the table, Iran, that has no projective capability in terms of actually being able to destroy Israel. They can certainly make trouble on the northern border. They can certainly create problems in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. They can certainly do all those things, but they don't have an existential threat on Israel's border if Israel takes out Hezbollah. So Iran basically is interested in containing this thing because they do not want Hezbollah to go down alongside Hamas. So as Iran is in a weakened position, it's very weird that the Biden administration continues to fund Iran. Like, what exactly is the theory there? That they're going to be nice if you give them money? That has not worked well in the past. Meanwhile, Israel has been taking over the Al-Shifa Hospital. Again, it is truly incredible to me that the United States, the rest of the world, continue to put pressure on Israel with regard to human rights. When Israel is literally sending in Arabic speakers and medical workers into a hospital run by Hamas and being used as a base of attacks against soldiers for the IDF. And then the question is whether Israel is being humane enough. There has never been an army that has been forced to do anything remotely like this. The United States, when it came to ISIL, bombed hospitals. We did. And you know what? We weren't wrong to do so when they were being used as bases by ISIL. And yet it's the same exact people who are now like, oh, man, I hope that Israel is bringing in sufficient fuel to these hospitals that Hamas is turning down while they shoot the soldiers. In any case, Jonathan Congricus, who is the spokesperson for the IDF, he walked people inside parts of Al-Shifa Hospital and showed it's a military base because it's a military base.
We're now, as you can see, in an MRI room. I don't know when this was used the last time. But it is definitely an MRI machine. And if you follow me behind the MRI machine, I'll show you what our troops exposed just minutes ago. In military terms, this is a grab bag. Grab and go of a Hamas combatant. And if you zoom in and we get some light over here, what you'll be able to see is military equipment. There is an AK-47. There are cartridges, ammo. There are grenades in here, of course, uniforms, and all of that. This was hidden very conveniently, secretly, behind the MRI machine.
Well, I mean, obviously, this is a medical facility. I mean, why would Israel possibly be going into a medical facility? I mean, obviously not a medical facility, but that's the entire idea here. So the media, which are focused, again, on creating moral equivalence between a group that is literally using its own blood, resources, soldiers' lives in order to protect civilians on the other side of the conflict, they're trying to create moral equivalence in those people and the people who hide AK-47s in MRI rooms. That's what the media have been dedicated full-time to doing. And meanwhile, they are targeting with a laser beam the anti-Semitism of anyone they perceive as a supposed right-winger. This is their shtick, and it's really obvious, and it's really quite pathetic. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. A Colorado judge rules that former President Trump can appear on the state's primary ballot. The ruling Friday by District Judge Sarah Wallace rejected the attempt to bar the former president under a part of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Wallace's ruling was the third this month against the Democrat-backed 14th Amendment cases. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall introduces a bill that would impose term limits on unelected members of the federal government.
Marshall's bill, the Tenure Evaluation and Rotation Mandate Act, would impose 12-year term limits on federal employees. The goal is to prevent federal employees and executive agencies from making lifelong careers in the federal government. There are some exceptions in the bill. They include presidential appointees, federal law enforcement officers, military service members, and employees in the Department of Defense. Bob Agner reporting.
The White House wants House Republicans to withdraw subpoenas targeting members of President Biden's family.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer issued subpoenas to Biden's son Hunter and brother James.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
In a four-page letter to Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, a top White House attorney, says the overzealous House GOP majority has misrepresented the facts and have ignored evidence destroying their claims. Republicans in the House have yet to provide evidence that directly implicates Joe Biden in any wrongdoing. Comer responded, saying the president and the White House are trying to obstruct their investigation at every turn. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Biden's meeting with the president of Mexico. The two men sat down for a bilateral meeting Friday in San Francisco on the sidelines of the APEC summit. Biden told reporters the two nations are working to address historic illegal immigration and fentanyl trafficking. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Now playing.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son. The King of All Kings.
The greatest story ever told. Is now an epic Christmas musical for the whole family.
You truly believe that this child is the chosen one. What is his name?
Jesus.
Journey to Bethlehem. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters everywhere now. Soundtrack also available. Get tickets now at JourneyToBethlehem.com.
Bible.
A lithium mine project crosses a legal hurdle.
A federal judge in Nevada has dealt another legal setback to tribes trying to halt construction of a huge lithium mine they say is near the sacred site of an 1865 massacre along the Oregon border. U.S. District Judge Miranda Due granted the government's motion to dismiss their lawsuit, but said the tribes deserve a chance to amend their complaint to try to prove federal land managers failed to adequately consult with tribal leaders as required under the National Historic Preservation Act. John Scott report.
A Virginia state senator who recently won re-election is facing calls for an investigation over whether she actually lives in the district she represents. Democratic Senator Ghazala Hashmi defeated Republican challenger Hayden Fisher in the November 7th election. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, wife of former President Carter, is entering hospice care at her home. News and analysis at townhall.com. Slight gains on Wall Street keep market momentum moving forward, Seth Sutil reports.
Wall Street edged higher in quiet trading, closing out a third straight winning week and keeping November on track to be its biggest month of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Friday, near its highest level in 3 months. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.1%. Several retailers reported better results for their latest quarter, joining a long list of companies in what's been a stronger earnings reporting season than had been hoped. Gap surged more than 30%. Ross Stores jumped more than 7%. The main reason for this week's leap on the stock market was rising hope that the Federal Reserve is done hiking interest rates and may turn to cutting them next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Newly released 911 calls could change the timeline of the Maui fire. The recordings show residents in Greater Lahaina calling about a fire at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. The first calls were originally believed to have been around 6:30 in the morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Today in the Matt Walsh Show, there's a new TikTok influencer taking the internet by storm. It's Osama bin Laden. Apparently a bunch of Gen Zers have suddenly discovered bin Laden and decided that he's not such a bad guy after all. We'll talk about that. Also, the Daily Wire has a stunning report about the FBI's decision to let a child rapist stay on the street so they can focus on hunting down January Sixers instead. And high school debate leagues are not what they used to be. These days, you can apparently win a debate by pointing out that the other team is too white. We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Lynette Adkins is not exactly the person you'd expect to kickstart a social media conversation about international terrorism and how Osama bin Laden might have done the right thing by ordering the 9/11 terrorist attacks. For one thing, Lynette Adkins is a recent college graduate whose most recent video on YouTube is entitled Getting Hotter and Making Friends in L.A. In 2021, Adkins was profiled by the Los Angeles Times, not for her great insights on world affairs, but because of her videos on, quote, college life, skin, and hair care, including a tutorial for black women growing out their natural hair. Adkins, the Times reported, was mainly successful because she often told her followers, which now number well over 200,000 on various social media platforms, how they could quit their white-collar jobs and become a vapid social media personality like herself. But just a couple of days ago, Adkins offered an insight into a very different topic, claiming that she was in the midst of an existential crisis. Adkins posted this short video on TikTok. Watch.
I need everyone to stop what they're doing right now and go read. It's literally two pages. Go read A Letter to America. And please come back here and just let me know what you think. Because I feel like I'm going through like an existential crisis right now. And a lot of people are. So I just need someone else to be feeling this too.
She's having an existential crisis, she says. Now, we're a long way from telling black women how to grow out their natural hair. In that clip, Adkins conspicuously doesn't mention what A Letter to America is, apparently because she's worried that people might not be interested in the document. They might not go and look it up if they were to learn ahead of time that it was Osama bin Laden's manifesto justifying the 9/11 attacks. But in the end, Adkins' ploy apparently worked. As the New York Post reported, Adkins single-handedly, quote, jump-started a flood of activity on social media, and especially on TikTok, about Osama bin Laden's manifesto. Several other outlets also credited Adkins for what happened next. And what happened next is that the hashtag Letter to America was trending on TikTok, had more than 14 million views as of Thursday afternoon. And on Twitter, the same hashtag quickly accounted for nearly 100,000 posts. So this letter from Osama bin Laden has become, decades later, an internet sensation. The journalist Yashar Ali reported that in thousands of TikToks, people of all races, ethnicities, backgrounds responded to bin Laden's letter. And for the most part, these TikToks involved young people saying that bin Laden's letter has led to them to reevaluate their perspective on terrorism and how it can be, in fact, they're saying now, a legitimate form of protest to a hostile colonizing power. He uploaded just a small sample of those TikToks, and we will take a look at a small sample of that sample. Here it is.
This morning I read Letter to America, which is Osama bin Laden's letter to America explaining why he attacked Americans. And I am ashamed to say that I not only have never read this letter, but I didn't even know this letter existed. It's wild, and everyone should read it. If you haven't read it yet, read it. However, be forewarned that this has left me very disillusioned, and I feel the same exact way I felt when I was deconstructing Christianity. I feel a little bit just confused, like I have entered into another timeline. What is this? And yeah, so go read it.
So I just read A Letter to America, and I will never look at life the same. I will never look at this country the same. Please read it. And if you have read it, let me know if you are also going through an existential crisis in this very moment, because in the last 20 minutes, my entire viewpoint on the entire life I have believed and I have lived has changed. Please read that entire letter.
I need you to stop what you're doing and go read A Letter to America. It is literally the craziest thing I've read in a while. And while I can't say that I'm that surprised, I am pretty shocked. So go read it and tell me what you think, because I really also need to talk to other people about this. And actually, before you even read the letter, I did want to mention, in reading the letter, I could only think of this tweet that I saw the other day. Under settler colonialism, any kind of resistance is branded as terrorist because the only acceptable violence is violence by the occupier.
Okay, so Osama bin Laden, the mass murderer of 3,000 people, has opened their eyes. He has enlightened them with his penetrating insights and deep wisdom. And they're talking about this letter like they said it will absolutely change your life, which, by the way, I have read the letter. And it is, on top of being the ramblings of a mass murderer, it is not nearly as insightful as they're making it out to be. And it also includes a whole lot of things that these people, being that they're left-wing TikTokers, must not have noticed, because Osama bin Laden's ideology, which we'll talk about in a minute, but it's not exactly one that you would think these people would generally agree with. And, you know, for anyone who lived through 9/11, which many of these TikTok personalities didn't, and I think that's part of the issue here, it's hard for us to make sense of this. 20 years ago, even the most rabid leftists on college campuses didn't go out in public and proudly suggest that bin Laden was justified. That would have been unthinkable. Instead, the left generally agreed that acts of terrorism that kill thousands of U.S. citizens are bad. You know, the mass protests that we saw after 9/11, which began in earnest in like 2002, were almost entirely in response to the planned U.S. military intervention in Iraq, a country that, it turns out, didn't have anything to do with 9/11. That was the concern there. Until that point, the country was mostly unified. There was no groundswell of support on the left in defense of 9/11 on the internet or anywhere else. So what changed? Well, for one thing, academic theories of decolonization as the reaction to the events in the Middle East currently is made clear. These ideas are not just academic anymore. They have filtered down from the university system into the mainstream. But as I've said repeatedly, decolonization, it's about much more than Israel. And this latest TikTok trend makes that very clear. The ultimate objective of decolonizers is the destruction of anything that these zealots perceive as too white. Decolonization is a genocidal ideology. It expressly justifies the mass slaughter of innocents, white innocents specifically, on the grounds that no white person can actually be innocent. That was certainly Osama bin Laden's view of things, and these TikTokers agree with him. And of course, that means that the thousands of people who died on 9/11 were not innocent by this logic. Most of the people living in the United States right now are not innocent. One of the many striking aspects of this ideology is how incoherent and self-defeating it is. I mean, if libs of TikTok's videos are any indication, people on TikTok would be among the very first to get stoned to death if bin Laden's version of Sharia law ever came to the United States, which, by the way, is another demand in bin Laden's letter, the total subservience of the West to Sharia law. I guess these people didn't notice that or don't know what it means, or both. Only a defeated and very confused people with a constant connection to other very confused and defeated people on the internet would ever support their own eradication like this. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
But none of these people uploading this nonsense to TikTok actually came up with this idea on their own, of course. For a long time now, many commentators have lamented that, you know, the schools are failing and asking, what are they teaching these kids and so on? In response to these videos, I've seen a lot of that on Twitter. People say, oh, look at the schools failing. What are they teaching the kids in these schools? Well, the answer is pretty clear. What are they teaching kids in schools? They're teaching them this. This is what they're teaching them. Schools have not failed, actually. They have succeeded in creating exactly the sort of people that they set out to create. Now, the schools in our country may not be explicitly defending bin Laden, but, or maybe they are in some cases, but mostly they are spreading a deep hatred of white Western civilization. They have taught that colonization is an abject and eternal evil with no positive upshot whatsoever. They've told students that the very idea of policing is a white supremacist concept intended to victimize black people. They've taught that whiteness is a sickness, a cancer that must be eradicated. This is the actual language that is being used in schools. Of course, they said the same thing about the fundamental concepts of biology and other concepts as well. Schools want students to grow into adults who hate this country and hate the truth and hate reality and everything about it. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. We are seeing the fruits of all of that labor. At the same time, it needs to be said that the blame doesn't entirely fall on the university system or the school system. For one thing, it's probably not a coincidence that this trend is taking off on a Chinese social media app. As hard as this may be to believe, there are consequences, it turns out, to allowing millions of kids to spend their entire day ingesting content from an algorithm controlled by a communist adversary. In a follow-up video, the woman who apparently started this whole trend on TikTok, Lynette Adkins, went on to acknowledge that TikTok has a role. Some 20-somethings on TikTok came along 20 years later to inform us. So we really appreciate that. We had no clue. But I had no idea. I thought that Osama bin Laden loved the West. So I didn't know. Now, young people, Lynette Adkins says, have been so programmed to think a certain way. And now she says, quote, TikTok is undoing all that. It's crazy to watch it in real time. And that is an understatement. It may be the only true and useful thing that Lynette has ever said on her various social media channels. And apparently it's the last thing she's going to say. Because as of this morning, Lynette's videos on TikTok, including the one I just showed you, are all inaccessible. Her account apparently does not exist anymore. It's not clear whether TikTok took her account down or if she deleted her account herself. We reached out to her for an explanation. She didn't respond. And for its part, TikTok is claiming to be outraged by all this. They've suppressed any videos that use the term Letter to America or Osama bin Laden. You try to search for it, you'll get a warning about community guidelines. And the company has put out statements saying that they're horrified that this letter has resurfaced. They're horrified. They're not the only one saying that. The Guardian, which hosted a version of this letter on their website for the past 20 years, deleted the letter from its website in response to all the traffic from TikTok. And of course, in response, interest in bin Laden's letter only grew from there because you can't delete anything from the internet. And if you try, you just encourage more people to seek it out, which is why the Guardian's decision to delete the letter was ridiculous and did more harm than good. So you can interpret these reactions from TikTok and the Guardian however you want. You could choose to believe that a social media platform controlled by the Communist Party of China is deeply upset that American youth are talking about how bin Laden was justified in taking down the Twin Towers. You could choose to believe that social media mercenary Lynette Adkins, for some reason, decided to, out of the blue one day, to promote this whole idea. You know, you could ignore how strange it is that this person of everyone would start this trend and then disappear from social media. But no matter what, whether you think this is just the latest successful Chinese propaganda effort or not, one fact remains, which no amount of online censorship can change. The truth is that after 9/11, You know, there were scattered reports of celebrations that broke out in response to the violence. Most of those reports are unverified and disputed to this day. But if another 9/11 happened today, it would not be difficult to find people celebrating. All you'd have to do is look at any college campus or go on TikTok. That is the harshest reality to contemplate here. Everybody was basically on the same page after 9/11. Okay, sometimes we, I think, overstate when people talk about the unity, the great unity we had as a country after 9/11. I think that's oftentimes overstated. But it is true that after 9/11, anyone who went through it knows this, everybody was sad, everybody was angry. And so we were on the same page in that way. And that was the last time we would all be on the same page about anything. If a similar attack was launched today, we would not even be able to agree that it's a sad thing. And that fact is now unavoidable. It's unavoidable because of an ideology that both parties have been subsidizing in the university system and public school system for decades. This is an ideology that our leaders have done nothing to combat for all the years it's festered. In fact, they have only facilitated and promoted it. So now, instead of our young people looking up to great authors or public servants or something like that, people with good moral character, they look up to tedious social media influencers like Lynette Adkins. They look up to Osama bin Laden. And that's as humiliating an indictment of a society as you can find. But for China, which controls TikTok, it's fantastic news. Xi Jinping just promised at the APEC summit that there will be no hot war with the United States. But what he didn't say is that he won't need to launch a hot war in order to weaken, delegitimize, and ultimately destroy this country. All he needs to do is have an army of useful idiots who want to destroy Western civilization from within. And if there's anything we can learn from what's happened on TikTok this week, it's that Xi Jinping now has that army. And it is bigger and dumber than he could have possibly hoped for. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's November 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. DebtBlue uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtBlue can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtBlue show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now, 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. This past weekend, we also went to the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, which is right next to Dollywood. And very touristy weekend. We were doing all the touristy stuff. We were identifying as tourists all weekend. But you know what? Non-sarcastically, I can actually say that the Titanic Museum was pretty cool. I did enjoy that. Also a long line. Another long line. There's lines everywhere. But and then I did feel slightly guilty for enjoying it. And I didn't bring this up while we were, I never brought this up. I thought about bringing this up as we were walking through the museum to bring up like the ethical dilemma here. And I didn't bring it up. But like hundreds of people died and we're having a grand old time with it. Like this museum, I don't know if you've been to this museum, the Titanic Museum, but the whole museum looks like the Titanic. And then you walk into it and it's a real museum. They have artifacts and stuff that were recovered from the ship, but they have, for example, they have a section where kids can take turns trying to steer the Titanic away from the iceberg. And so you've got 30 seconds and the iceberg, you know, you're at the wheel and there's a screen and there's the iceberg. And then, and they only let kids 10 and under. I don't know why. I watched all these kids and they failed completely, just totally incompetent ship captains. I wanted to give it a shot, but the big sign says you have to be 10 and under. But you have 30 seconds to steer the ship away from the iceberg. And if you don't do it, and none of them successfully did, then something comes up on the screen like, oh no, you hit it. Now 1,500 people will die. Better luck next time. Game over. You know, it's fun, but I had like the sneaking suspicion that it might be slightly inappropriate. I didn't want to be that guy. They have another part where they have three different models of what the pitch of the ship would have been like as it was sinking. And so, and you can climb up it. So it looks like looks like part of a ship that's sinking into the water. You can kind of climb up it to see if you can climb all the way up the ship at like a 45-degree angle. And kids are, you know, on it laughing and climbing, and people are taking pictures and selfies. There's like 1,500 people died. You know, we turned it into a jungle gym, basically. But, and then you go to the gift shop afterwards. It's okay. I guess because it's been 100 years. I think that's probably the rule. Like once a tragedy is 100 years old, then you can turn it into a kitschy tourist attraction and sell gifts at a gift shop. I think it's like, so we're still a good like 60 years or so from when, say, the Challenger explosion can become a fun activity for kids and families. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
The mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Zero.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
In today's troubled world, our USA Armed Forces stand ready to protect you, your family, and our American way of life. When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Operators are standing by to answer questions about making a tax-deductible vehicle donation. Find out how you can make a difference in the life of a United States veteran. Call 800-209-3485. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. That's 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Very important report on the Daily Wire right now, and you should go read it for yourself. I'll read just a little bit of it here. On January 6, 2021, the FBI explicitly chose to abandon a sting on a child pornographer in Virginia who was messaging with an undercover agent about having sex with a 9-year-old boy, opting instead to focus on prosecuting Donald Trump's supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol. Less than 3 years later, the FBI discovered the same man living in Alaska, where he appears to have been performing sex acts on a 10-year-old boy, according to court documents. On December 2nd, 2020, an internet user with the screen name GayBoy69Freak messaged an undercover agent with the FBI's Washington field office who was posing as a father pimping out his 9-year-old son and told him that he wanted to travel to D.C. to have sex with the boy. The man also sent the agent a video of a prepubescent minor male being assaulted, being raped. His IP address led the FBI to Brogan Welsh of Glen Allen, Virginia. But what appears to be a slam dunk case against a child predator was abruptly abandoned just 1 month later. Quote, according to court documents, on January 6, 2021, FBI Washington field office decided this investigation was halted due to events that occurred at the United States Capitol that day. The man was only arrested and the court documents only filed because Welsh moved to Alaska and crossed the Anchorage FBI's radar in an unrelated perversion investigation on October 24th, 2023, after coming across troubling chats from Welsh on a phone they seized from a different alleged pervert, Alaska FBI agents went into his house and located items that made it very clear that he was a child predator and abusing a child, and they then arrested him. And there's, in this report, like I said, you should read the report. If you still have somehow any faith in our federal law enforcement agencies, then if you have any faith left, then you should read that report and by the end of it have all that faith taken away. And there are some examples of text messages in this article sent by this predator. I'm definitely not going to read them. You could see them in the report as well. I will say that this case again raises the question, raises a couple of questions. One of them is we must once again ask, why don't we just automatically execute people like this? I mean, it is insane, like truly insane, that someone can rape a child and not have a mandatory decapitation as the penalty as soon as they are convicted in a court of law. So I'm not just saying that we should execute child rapists publicly in the town square. I'm saying that it's actually crazy that we don't. This shouldn't be some sort of radical, wild suggestion that some of us are making. It's like, why aren't, this is insane that we don't do this. What else is there to do with these people? What are we going to do? Pay thousands of dollars to feed and house them for the rest of their lives? Why? Why in God's name would we do that? But that's what we do. Or sorry, we don't do that. Apparently, we don't even do that much in some of these cases. And in this case, the FBI did nothing at all. The predator suffered no penalty at all. And then went on to, well, we say that he went on to horribly abuse another child, but it is like certain that he went on to horribly abuse many more children. This is the one instance where he was caught again. So just to reiterate, the FBI knew about a psychopathic child rapist who was out there, had him dead to rights, had all the evidence they needed, could have put him away, and they decided not to pursue it. They made the conscious decision and said, you know what, we're going to let him stay out there and continue raping children because instead we need to go and track down the people who trespassed in the U.S. Capitol. And that's what they decided to spend the next 3 years of their time doing. Because, of course, the FBI doesn't care about protecting children. They don't care about the law. They don't care about any of this. It's an entirely political, ideological entity. And this is maybe the most egregious and horrific, you know, evidence that we've seen of that. And what makes it all the worse is that there will be no accountability. You know, this is the nature of federal bureaucracies. This is why they exist, largely, to shield those in power from any kind of accountability. So there's a very real thing that happened here with quantifiable, tangible consequences. And there are actual human beings responsible, like some actual people with names made the express decision to not go after this guy and to let him stay out in the world abusing children. But whoever those people are, they will never be held accountable for it. That's what we know. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
New York Post has a story here. A Georgia high school football coach was fired after he held a baptism service for 20 of his players on school grounds last month, according to a report. The superintendent of Tatnall County High School announced Coach Isaac Farrell's firing after a video uploaded to the team's official Facebook page showed players being baptized in a tub by a local pastor. Footage shows Pastor Gary Few directing players individually to sit in a large black tub of water before saying to them, "I baptize you now, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Pastor then ducks their heads under the water while surrounding players cheer in support. But the incident outraged some community members, eventually leading one to inform a group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And that foundation then went after the school, and now the coach has been fired, though I believe he still has his teaching job, but he's been fired from his coaching position. And this is, yes, it's outraged people like the Freedom From Religion Foundation and others on the left. I think we have a clip of what this baptism looked like. Let's watch that.
Are you willing to commit the rest of your life to him?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go. Let's sit down.
Sit up.
All right.
That was big enough.
Put your feet up. Put your feet up. I got you.
Oh.
I baptize you now, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So there's 20 baptisms that were done. Now, first of all, I'm Catholic, and I will say that this is not how we handle baptisms, generally speaking, in the Catholic Church. Usually they're done in a church, and there's a process before the baptism in most cases. It's not like a spur-of-the-moment deal. It can be in certain circumstances, but that's how they did it in this case. And does that infringe on anybody's rights? Like, that's the real question. Is it a betrayal of the principle of separation of church and state? And the answer to that question is no, and no on a few levels. The separation of church and state, to begin with, has always been a misnomer anyway. I think most of the audience, you know, you probably know the history here. Separation of church and state is not written anywhere in the Constitution or in any founding legal document. It is a phrase used by Thomas Jefferson in a letter to a Baptist church where he gives his opinion in a letter, and his opinion is that we have to be careful about letting the government intrude on the church, not the other way around. And somehow we got from that letter that was written by Thomas Jefferson, it's just a letter, it's not a legal document, we got from that letter to the idea that it's unconstitutional for, like, teachers to have a crucifix in their classroom. It's absurd. It's like it's an insane interpretation of a fabricated legal principle. That's the truth. But also, however you interpret that, separation of church and state and all the rest of it, this event after football practice is obviously not an imposition on anyone or anything. The players were not forced to participate. This was not a forced baptism. They weren't being told that they had to be baptized as a condition of being on the team. It was after practice, and those who wanted to participate did. Those who didn't, didn't. Lots of kids did. Which actually is not a surprise, because football has always been a sport that attracts very religious people. It's always been the case. Just listen to the way that even professional football players speak at press conferences and so on. There's just a great example of that recently. C.J. Stroud is the rookie quarterback in Houston at a recent after the post-game press conference, was proclaiming his faith in Christ in a very profound way that you don't often hear people do in the mainstream on a public platform. But football players do it all the time, which I think is great. And one of the reasons why I'm a big football fan. Also one of the reasons why, not to get too sidetracked, but I think it's unfortunate that so many conservatives in particular have recently decided that football is woke and we shouldn't, you know, it's the whole sport and it's a waste of time and it doesn't matter. I think that's unfortunate because first of all, sports are an important part of culture. And so if you're interested in defending culture, you can't just give up on a whole aspect of culture. And also, again, football is like, it actually attracts conservative religious people. And that is still the case. So that's part of what we're seeing in the video and with this case. It's not hurting anybody else. And especially if you don't believe in Christianity, this is one of the things I don't get. If you don't believe like in the power of baptism, then that's all the more reason why you shouldn't care. Because then from your perspective, this is just they're dunking their heads underwater as a kind of team building exercise. From your perspective, that's all they're doing, which maybe from your perspective is sort of weird, but it's also totally harmless. Here's the other point, though. I think maybe the most important point is that I guarantee you right now that if that coach had called the players together and given them a chance to announce their pronouns and profess their sexuality, none of the people complaining would be complaining. If the coach pulled out a rainbow flag and had them all pledge allegiance to it, these same people would be giving him an award. You know, so don't talk to me about the separation of church and state when you openly advocate for schools to be used as a tool for explicitly promoting your own religion, your faith. And you might not call it that, but that's what it is. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Debate league that focuses on, it says, civility, merit, and open debate. James has been keeping track of and reporting on the radical wokeifying of high school debate. One video he posted a few days ago shows, reading from his caption, quote, a high school debate team winning the national championship by not debating the assigned topic and ranting about trans genocide instead. There's a lot of these kinds of videos. Kids in the middle of a debate meet, or whatever you're supposed to call it, decide that, yeah, I'm not going to talk about the topic at hand. Instead, I'm going to talk about trans people. I'm going to talk about racism. In a video posted a few days before that, we see a nationally ranked high school debater arguing that the other team's points are invalid because their team has a white debater. Watch.
They have a white debater on their team, which inherently means they have more whiteness than us. We obviously know that not white. It's pretty obvious. Go down onto our pick. We give you three words why we subsume all of their protests and affirm their protests. In a pick, what it means is you are furthering their cause just minus the whiteness. As is a vehicle for this movement, we say whiteness is really bad for representation and queer people, and it's a bad form of furthering this protest. The best way to further the protest is to vote for our pick and to affirm it, but minus the whiteness. They say that we're taking over labor. But first, this is a new response. If they read this response before, we probably would have read a CAPCAM about how you can't, like, use labor across identity lines. That's a really bad thing to do. Second, how PICs work is you affirm their protest. We're not taking over their labor. It's just a technicality of debate. Then they say that it's trans exclusion. No. Couple responses that they dropped from one. Our constructive speech was about personal experiences, about our identity. We are not comfortable discussing our sexuality on a live stream with 130 people. Second, we say that, them telling us how we should represent our advocacy feeds into our link about racism, because a white person, someone on a white team should never be telling two women of color how they should be furthering their advocacy. That's an independent link into our whiteness argument that gets dropped. You can drop them right now.
Now, I just want to highlight, that's debate. That's sort of debate. The point here, like, the point is what is being done to these kids, actually. It's not to humiliate the kids themselves, but, it's a very sad thing, in fact, because it shows what is being done to them in these schools, which we'll get into in a minute. But I just want to highlight one sentence from that diatribe, which is nearly impossible to translate into English, especially this part. Quote, Whiteness means really bad for representation in queer people, and it's a bad form of furthering this protest. Now, most people will focus on how woke all this is, but the greater concern is that it is totally incoherent. Apparently, you can win a high school debate tournament now by stringing together a series of leftist buzzwords without even bothering to connect those words in a way that makes sense. Forget about saying things that are wrong. I can't even listen to that and say she's wrong because it doesn't mean anything. There is no premise here. There's no proposition being made. There's nothing. There's no argument being presented. It's just nonsense. Now today, another clip from a different high school debate has gone viral, and here a student reportedly won the debate by rejecting the assigned topic and instead spending his entire time attacking white people and especially white Christians. Watch.
We demand that white Christians be held accountable for America's original sin. The negative continues the trend in politics while whiteness devours the other. Debating this topic is irrelevant while society is dominated by white Christians. Even if we have something educational to say about this topic, the political will just pray it away and continue their mission to conquer the world in the name of Jesus Christ.
The military industrial complex has been coupled with American Christianity, the worship of the weapons of whiteness. The
United States was built to be a city upon a hill for white Christians. American Christianity has controlled all aspects of politics, such as justifying slavery. We solve by decoupling weapons and warships and ending the crusade. White Christians literally inscribe scriptures onto their weapons, worshiping through war. We want to repent for our sins and show America's failure. By voting for us, the judge will send his signal to political leaders and condemn Christianity in politics.
It ends up being a 2-1 for Livingston. The affirmative tells me, in summary and final focus, that the role of the ballot for me is to reject Christian militarism. So at the end of the day, I'm left with deciding which side I think is better, doing a better job rejecting Christian militarism.
Just change the topic to Christian militarism and he wins. You know, I never participated in, maybe surprisingly, I was never in a debate team as when I was in high school, but I can remember in school where we would have debates, you know, where you would learn about how to have a debate, and you would have a debate. You were, and usually the way that would work is that there would be an issue, and oftentimes kind of like a boring issue, but they'd give you an issue, and then they would tell you, they would assign you a position, whether you agree with it or not. Because it's not about whether you agree. It's like the point here is supposed to be, can you defend? In fact, if you don't agree, that is even better. Can you find a way to defend this position? No matter how you personally feel about it, can you find a way to defend it? Because the point is supposed to be about honing those abilities. And apparently they've gotten completely away from that now. And the most troubling thing immediately, of course, is the anti-white racism that these kids are openly and proudly putting that on display. But maybe even more disturbing is that they have apparently learned nothing about world history, never mind debate. They blame white Christians for justifying slavery, when in fact white Christians were by far and away the first to abolish slavery. The non-white, non-Christian world had to be dragged kicking and screaming into abolition. White Christians were the ones who developed the doctrine of human rights that the abolition movement is based on. White Christians were the ones who patrolled the seas to stop slave ships. I don't blame these kids for not knowing those facts. I blame the schools for not teaching them. And I also blame the schools for inculcating the attitude on display in all these videos. These are kids who are incapable of engaging thoughtfully on an issue. They are not able to assess the merits of an argument. They cannot reason. They cannot think logically. They cannot engage in any kind of objective analysis of anything. They can only see the world through the lens of the left's victimhood doctrine. It's a lens that is perhaps less a lens and more a series of funhouse mirrors. They're trying to navigate intellectually, but all they see are distorted images, and most of those images are of themselves. They cannot see out into the world. They can't focus on anything but themselves. This is how the schools, which are nothing but mechanisms for left-wing indoctrination, of course, train these kids to think. Now, as I said, we can't fault the kids for this. If I was currently 16 years old, and I had spent essentially my entire life up until that point in a government indoctrination facility, and if I didn't have parental guidance at home to counteract that indoctrination, I would be saying all of the same things that these kids are saying, and so would you. And I'd be looking at the world the same way that they look at it. Pretty much everything they hear and see and experience every day is designed to condition them this way. It is a relentless brainwashing campaign that will inevitably have a near 100% success rate. That's what we're watching here, which is why I will not cancel these high school debaters, no matter how awful they are at debating. Instead, it is everyone else responsible for turning them into this. That is today, cancel. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. New Hampshire is defying the president.
The president wanted South Carolina to be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season. However, New Hampshire refused to give up its long-running position as the traditional leadoff primary state. Officials there announced that presidential primaries will be held on January 23rd. New Hampshire law requires the state's primaries be held at least 7 days before any similar contest. The primaries will take place about a week after the Iowa caucuses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Honda announces a recall. U.S. safety regulators announced the recall over connecting rod bearings in the engine wearing out too quickly and seizing, which can damage the engine. The problem can cause the vehicles to stall, increasing the risk of a crash or fire. The affect certain 2017 through 2019 Honda Pilot SUVs, Odyssey minivans, and Ridgeline pickup trucks. Also affected are certain Acura TLX cars and MDX SUVs, model years 2015 to 2020. Dealers will repair or replace the engines if needed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
If you have a dog, listen up.
Veterinary laboratories in several states are investigating an unusual respiratory illness in dogs. Oregon, Colorado, and New Hampshire are among the states that have seen cases of the illness. It does not respond to antibiotics. Symptoms include coughing, sneezing, nasal or eye discharge, and lethargy. Veterinarians are encouraging pet owners to basic precautions like not having as much contact with other dogs and making sure the pets are up to date on their vaccinations. Labs across the country have been sharing their findings as they try to pinpoint the culprit. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Affiliates.
Illinois earmarks $160 million to try to keep illegal immigrants warm through Chicago's winter. More from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Nearly all of the roughly 24,000 asylum seekers who've come to Chicago since August of last year hail from much warmer climates and are vulnerable to the city's bitterly cold winters. The funds include $65 million to launch a winterized temporary shelter to keep people from sleeping outdoors, and a similar amount for services such as rental assistance and help with paperwork, including work permits. The city of Chicago has been in charge of housing new arrivals and has also spent tens of millions of dollars trying to accommodate them. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is stepping in because the city hasn't moved fast enough. I'm Ben Thomas.
Federal Aviation Administration says it will investigate after a drone briefly delayed the Ravens-Bengals game in Baltimore. Use an analysis at townhall.com. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is in hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia, according to the Carter Center. A statement Friday said the 96-year-old's at home with former President Carter, who was now 99. The couple have been married 77 years. Walmart extends its streak of strong quarterly gains heading into the holiday season as its low prices continue to attract shoppers looking for deals in a tough economic environment.
Walmart reported that it swung to a profit of $453 million in the three-month period ending October 31st. Revenue rose 5.2% to $160.84 billion. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, is among the first batch of major U.S. retailers to report quarterly results. Industry analysts are seeking to shed more light on how consumers are feeling as the holiday approaches.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Burden human history, Western civilization. They're going to undo that burden. They're going to skip right past it and get rid of all that freedom stuff. Hey, we've got lots of Democrat Party news for you, as you might expect, and we are at 888-630-9625. Yesterday I mentioned that protesters, we call them liberals, but they're not, shut down the Boston University Bridge in Boston, Massachusetts yesterday. About 100 protesters. And this one is pretty darn crazy. Is this the one, where do they throw their keys off the bridge and leave their cars on the bridge? Was that San Francisco or Boston? One of them, the leftists, they're leftists and they're all pro-terrorism. They love Osama bin Laden. They're very easily influenced. And a whole lot of them, they read this two-page letter written by Osama bin Laden in 2002, condemning Israel and the existence of Israel and damning the United States for supporting Israel. Got to kill all the Jews. And, of course, that naturally led to a lot of Democrats joining the cause because they're all pro-Hamas now. Hamas is a genocidal death cult, a hate group, a hate cult. And they want to murder every Israeli and drive them into the sea, from the river to the sea, take it over, and then they're going to turn, the Democrats keep telling us they're going to turn it into a fair and equitable, and what else is it going to be? Where they can hang all the gay people from cranes and chant Allahu Akbar. You know, it'll be like paradise. They won't be able to generate their own electricity. They won't be able to purify their own water. They won't be able to run hospitals. They won't be able to do anything. Oh, yeah, also, CNN is very upset because the Israelis going through that stinking Al-Shifa hospital. Oh, what about the children? What about the children? Then the next segment on CNN is about supporting Planned Parenthood because they care very deeply about children. Kinda, you know, sort of. Depends on the context like that. But CNN very upset because the Israelis produced video and made public video of a tunnel entrance in the hospital or going under the hospital for the terrorists, the jihadis that the Democrats now support because they love totalitarianism in all of its many forms. And so CNN is very huffy and they're like, well, all they, so what are we supposed to believe that video now? well, I don't know. You're a TV station. Are we supposed to believe your video now? They're very dubious about all this. And I'll share that with you. But back to the Democrats. About 100 protesters closed Boston University Bridge calling for Gaza ceasefire. They're doing Hamas's propaganda for them. And they're laying their own bodies on the line. And I think they could become speed bumps. I think that might be best for everyone. Not only would it slow down traffic, but it would take care of other problems as well. And they're pro-Hamas. That's their thing. They shut down the bridge in San Francisco, California. Perhaps you've heard of it. That's where the APEC summit was being held. 81 people arrested as APEC summit protest shuts down the Bay Bridge in San Francisco. They shut down the Bay Bridge because, you know why? They care very deeply about the genocide of the Jews, and they really want to see that happen because they love genocide. Boy, do they. You know, they get 400 out of every 1,000 black pregnancies right here in the United States. That's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, you know, gosh, the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler got about 60% of the Jewish population in Europe and their conquered territories. But that was for a few years. The Democrats, they get 40% every year, every decade, keeps going and going. But never mind that. They love genocide. And in San Francisco, 81, the APEC thing, they shut down the Bay Bridge by driving their cars out there and parking their cars. Then they got out and their mental illness was on parade. Pretty amazing stuff. It was at rush hour, naturally. They love to do it. They did it in Boston at rush hour. They did it in San Francisco at rush hour. Do you think that there was any coordination there, Michael? Was that, and they were chanting. They called it a die-in. It was a die-in. This stuff goes back to the Vietnam War. Stop the genocide, they're chanting. Stop the genocide, they were panting too. Stop the genocide. Which genocide? You know, so not all genocides are created equal. Some they like more than others. It's pretty amazing stuff. So they arrested a whole bunch of them, and that's good. And interestingly, they brought out one of those big trucks with the claws, and they threw all their cars into the San Francisco Bay off the bridge because there were no keys there. And I think that they didn't really do that. But it would have been hilarious if they had. That'd be a lot of fun. It's part of the price you pay. You left your car on the Bay Bridge in rush hour. We're going to have to drop your car in the San Francisco Bay. I think that's just the way it's got to go. And there will be a strong letter later. And there might be a fine. Pretty amazing. It was organized by several groups, including Palestinian Youth Movement and Arab Resource and Organizing Center. That's AROC. AROC, they call it. They got to reduce everything to a... Because you know how they are. And Palestinian liberation, it's in defense of Palestinian liberation. They like Palestinian liberation. Because, you know, if the so-called Palestinians took over all of Israel, it's not like it would remain a nice place. it would become a hellhole, just like the Gaza, where there would, the rule of law would disappear and terrorists would take over and they'd be hanging gay people. And we should send a lot of these Democrats over here, don't you think? Pretty amazing stuff. Many protesters who drove onto the bridge in San Francisco during the protest apparently tossed their keys into the Pacific Ocean. So isn't that the San Francisco Bay? It's called the Bay Bridge, isn't it? But that's what the story says right here from USA Today. Maybe they got really good arms. Maybe they can throw the keys really far. Threw their keys into the Pacific Ocean, they threw them off the bridge into the water, causing another massive delay on the bridge. So, honestly, I think you park your car on the bridge, you get out, you take your keys and throw them off the bridge, and then you lay down to obstruct traffic at rush hour. I think the big claw thing should come in and drop your car into the water, and then it'd probably put an end to every car. Just drop all the cars into the water, and then make them pay for retrieving the car out of the bay because it's littering. Can't just throw your car in the bay like that. That's pretty amazing stuff. So we got that going, the Democrats. And TikTok bans searches for content related to Osama bin Laden's letter to America because too many young Democrats have saddled up with Osama bin Laden, who they believe is absolutely right, and the Jews must die, and so and Israel must be wiped from the map. And we are the bad guy because we support Israel. So we're the great Satan, according to the Democratic Party. This is going to be a plank at their convention next year. Their platform next year will include America as the great Satan and Israel as the little Satan. And part of their platform, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. I mentioned it yesterday, but you may recall the Philadelphia convention, where Democratic convention, where Hillary Clinton was nominated, and they forgot to bring any American flags because they're not on our side. And they had Mexican flags in the arena, and they had Palestinian flags because the Democratic Party isn't, and they're not on our side. But now TikTok banned searches for content related to Osama bin Laden, the extremist left-winger is at Mediaite. And this is a kind of a crazy story. We played the audio for you yesterday of these Utes, these American Utes, who read a two-page letter written in 2002, allegedly by Osama bin Laden, one of the world's leading terrorists. And the Democrat Party, see, they've been grooming the children, not just for, you know, child sex and transgenderism, but also to be enemies of America. And they were a receptive audience, these youths, these young Americans who are Democrats all. The bin Laden letter found a receptive audience because the Democrat Party has prepared the soil. And now these 22-year-old Americans, they say, wow, I read two pages. I can't believe how dumb I've been. Now I understand everything. Now that Osama bin Laden has explained to me that the Jews must die and America is the great Satan, and these Democrats agree in droves. And last night we talked about this on my Newsmax show on the Right Squad at 10 p.m. Eastern, and liberal at the table said, well, that's because, see, they said that that's because he wanted to explain why these young people agree with Osama bin Laden and are genocidal anti-Semites and pro-Hamas. And he said, that's because America lied to get us into wars in the Middle East. And that's why. Now, these people were 2 years old at the time, but pay no attention to that. And making excuses for the people that are saddling up with Osama bin Laden, but pay no attention to that. So social media platform TikTok announced a ban on videos promoting Osama bin Laden's 2002 letter to America. The move comes amid increased discussion, Mediaite types, on the platform about the letter, particularly in the context of recent Israel-Hamas conflict. You think? The letter penned by the former Al-Qaeda leader, he's the dead leader, he's the late Al-Qaeda. Not only is he former, he's late. He was not former when he was made the late leader, but when Rob O'Neill, with whom I have shared beers, put bullets into Osama bin Laden and killed him. That was a good day. And a good day at work for Rob O'Neill. A great day at work. So the media calls him the former al-Qaeda leader. They want to keep him alive. After the 9/11 attacks, harshly criticized the U.S. support for Israel and includes anti-Semitic remarks. Well, that's why the Democrat Utes were so eager to receive this message from beyond the grave from Osama bin Laden, mass murderer. The left loves mass murderers. They've, you know, Chairman Mao's the biggest mass murderer in the history of the world, Mao Zedong, and Joseph Stalin, the number two mass murderer in the history of the world, the head of the Socialist Workers' Party in Germany, Adolf Hitler, the number three mass murderer in the world. But pay no attention to that. In a statement, TikTok emphasized that content endorsing this letter goes against its policies against supporting terrorism. Of course, you know, it was being shared there for quite some time and being promoted by people they call influencers or computer algorithms and bots that they call influencers promoting this. TikTok reiterated its commitment to removing content that violates its guidelines. Too late. And we played the audio for you yesterday. So we got, and I've got an update for you on that. Also, Los Angeles Times staffers signed an open letter attacking Israel. And now, journalists are very upset because they've been banned from covering the Israel war after they were attacked by the genocidal troglodytes from hell. But the Democrats are, you know, they're kind of in good with them. They like them. Pretty amazing stuff. Democrats everywhere love terrorism. They always have. You know, they've given us pretty much all of the terrorist groups in American history, from the KKK to Antifa and everything in between. That's your Democrat Party. Got a school in California flying the Palestinian flag. Got a town in Massachusetts flying the Palestinian flag. Amazing stuff. I got a baseball update, too. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Georgia voting, remember that? Kind of interesting stuff. Joe Biden will not be prosecuted for his classified documents stored all over the place because we have an incredibly corrupt justice system. And that line above the Supreme Court that says equal justice under law is now just a laugh line. I'll explain that as well. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
When you call Consumer Cellular's customer support to discuss our affordable and flexible phone plans, it's like you're calling the Declaration of Independence or a hot dog at a baseball game. Because Consumer Cellular's customer support is based entirely in the United States. And Consumer Cellular's customer support agents are from where you're from. The same small town that you're from. The one that stretches from California to Maine, Minnesota to Corpus Christi, Texas. The one that cares about its neighbors and lights fireworks. Legal ones in the street. So the next time you want to make a phone call that feels like an American flag waving at an air show at magic hour, give us a call. Even if it's for no reason at all, except to exchange barbecue sauce recipes like a couple of Americans. Or make jokes about Canadians. LOL. Just kidding. We love Canadians. They're our neighbors. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power now ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. During our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's rated excellent on Trustpilot. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads.
It will encrypt your online data as well. So improve your digital privacy and protection with one simple click. Get the special Black Friday deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
I'm Georgios. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started to thin. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a great choice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. Keep growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Freedom is the key to any good relationship. It's about being around each other because you want to be around each other, not because some contract or some inflexible data plan are holding you down. Consumer Cellular knows that a good connection with somebody isn't something you can take for granted. It's something you earn with every bill you send, every fee you don't charge, every charge you don't hide. That's why Consumer Cellular lets you walk away at any time. No feelings hurt. That's why at Consumer Cellular, you only pay for the data you need each month, whether it's 1 gig or a bajillion. So anyway, listener, Consumer Cellular wanted me to ask you, if you're into that kind of thing, you know, freedom, love, having a good time, if maybe you wanted to go steady. If you do, check yes or call us. We love talking on the phone. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Little harmonica, a little Led Zeppelin for your Friday morning. Not so bad, huh? Pretty good stuff. Yeah, also there is a survey, a poll, talking to the Palestinian people about their support for the terror groups and for Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and for what happened on October 6th, which, you know, there's at least one school teacher in Montgomery County, Maryland, that doesn't think it happened. And is she on leave or is she not on leave? The Samantha Khan, is that her name? Sabrina Khan Williams, that's her name. And she's a, you know, a teacher, Montgomery County, liberal, left, Montgomery County School District, teachers union. And she is genocidal anti-Semite, I think, would that be, it appears to be the case based on her posts online and so on, says that attack on the concert where hundreds were killed and some were raped and kidnapped and never happened, you know, the paragliders coming in and all that. Now, Sabrina Khan Williams said it never happened. Now he's a doctor at Johns Hopkins University. He's in hot water for saying similar things. The Democrat Party is really revealing itself here. And so are the Palestinians, because a new poll out of the the Palestinian areas, make clear what kind of support the terrorists have, and Donald Trump, the biggest threat to the world ever. That's coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey,
what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Time President Trump was running, there were going to be camps back then, and it's going to be kind of like band camp.
Rachel, Alicia, you wants to know, if you booked Donald Trump on your show, what would your first question be?
Are you going to send me or anybody that I know to a camp?
See, now, I mean, again, the left is, you know, the communist China, that's the left. They've got the Uyghurs in camps. They've got forced labor camps. The left in the Soviet Union with the Gulag Archipelago, and Putin with camps for his political enemies. And his political enemies are shot in building lobbies and in elevators and thrown out of buildings. And that's the left. He's a commie, Putin. The left would like to paint him as being something other than that. And the National Socialist German Workers' Party as somehow being something other than a socialist workers' party. The communists today, now those are the people of camps, and she was saying that because she's a lesbian, which is the L in LGBTQIAA plus pound sign ampersand. That's pretty crazy stuff. So the Economist names Trump biggest danger for 2024. And the left wingers at Axios love this, so they've jumped all over it. And the Economist says in their annual World Ahead, the World Ahead guide that they put out yesterday, that another 4 years of Trump in the White House would be more damaging than his previous term. His previous term was so damaging there was no war in the Middle East, no war in Europe, $2.11 gallon of gas, and 4 gallon of gas. And let's see, what else? Our grocery store shelves were full. The Democrats were rioting and looting and things, but did he put them in camps? That barely arrested anybody, for that matter. So the Economist, very concerned. They say China and its friends would rejoice over the evidence that American democracy is dysfunctional. They're rejoicing over the fact that the guy that they've given millions of dollars is in the White House and giving them everything they want. That's Joe Biden. And the Biden family has taken millions of dollars from communist China, and the people that have funneled those millions of dollars to the Biden family are Communist Party members and or close allies of the Communist Party in China. And China's getting everything they want. And when they walk into Taiwan, they're going to do it on Joe Biden's watch because they know he's a jellyfish. And the Economist, strangely, said China would rejoice because American democracy is dysfunctional, but because we had an election. And, well, I don't know, tell me, will the FBI and the intelligence community interfere this time by threatening the social media platforms to not allow people to share true and correct news stories about the laptop and the Biden family and Biden family corruption and the millions they've taken from Ukraine and Romania, China, Russia, and beyond? Hard to say. But the Economist is very concerned. At least they have somebody there that's very concerned. And Beijing could easily miscalculate over Taiwan with catastrophic consequences. What the hell does that mean? They're going to take it while Joe Biden's in the White House. Russian President Vladimir Putin, the Economist says, would have an incentive to fight on in Ukraine. He had no incentive to invade Ukraine when Trump was in the White House. He only invaded Ukraine once Biden was in the White House. But let's not let the facts get in the way of a good Democrat Party narrative here. So Putin would allegedly have an incentive to fight on in Ukraine. He already has that incentive to fight on in Ukraine. And to pick off former Soviet countries such as Moldova or the Baltic states. That's what the Economist says. The Baltic states are terrified right now because Joe Biden is in the White House. They would feel much better if Donald Trump were in the White House. They said that the greatest threat Trump poses is to his own country. That's what the Economist says. But we'd have full grocery store shelves and cheap gas and be energy independent and our border would be secure. And we wouldn't have millions of gang members and fentanyl wouldn't be flowing in and killing tens of thousands of Americans every year as the Chinese fentanyl is doing now. The moral authority of the U.S. would decline because America will have voted him in while knowing the worst. I don't think that's, I'm guessing this was written by Biden voters. What do you think, Michael? Obama supporters? I'm just taking a wild stab at it here, like O.J. Simpson. While pursuing his enemies, this is President Trump kind of handed them this one in that interview with Univision. They were goading him into saying it, and he kind of half said it, but he didn't. Would you use the Justice Department to go after your political enemies? He's like, yeah, you know, they do it. You know, what goes around comes around, something like that. And like, look, he's going to use the Justice Department just like Joe Biden against his political enemies. That must not be allowed, except for right now when it's happening right before our very eyes in real time. While pursuing his enemies, they say Trump will wage war on any institution that stands in his way, including the courts and the Justice Department. I gotta tell you, are you guys aware of what's going on right in front of your eyes right now? I'm wondering, do you pay attention? I like to point out, because it's true, they don't follow the news. Most people in the news business don't actually follow the news, give them a quiz on what's going on, and they don't know what the hell's going on around them most of the time. Extraordinary stuff. By the way, 37% of voters in a recent poll trust Biden on the economy. Okay. 59% trust Trump. So is that the totalitarianism we're talking about, getting the economy back on its feet, controlling our border? Cheap gasoline, abundant energy, energy independence, No war in Europe. No war in the Middle East. Yeah, things were really terrible when Trump was president. He tweeted, and they didn't like those tweets. So that's a classic left-wing media attack on Donald Trump, because he's the biggest danger to the world in 2024. Therefore, if you vote for him, you too are a danger to the world. And that's where the camps will come in, and the rail spurs, and the, you know, that's pretty amazing stuff. That's our news media. I don't think I trust our news media. How about you? Man, oh man, I'm telling you. They are nuts. The entire Democrat Party. Joe Biden, speaking of Joe Biden, he's the greatest president ever, isn't he? He's a sock puppet who doesn't have two brain cells to rub together. He has no idea what's going on around him. He took millions of dollars. His family has taken millions of dollars from the communist Chinese. And the communist Chinese are getting everything they want. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Biden agreed to throw all of our Uyghurs into forced labor camps, just like the Chinese, just to be more like the Chinese. Commies, you know how they are. They love that stuff. All right, let's go to Joe Biden, because he was in California with Xi Jinping, a ricochet rabbit, and he offered a toast. He offered a toast. I think isn't the Chinese toast chin chin? Just say chin chin. Isn't that what you're supposed to say when you raise glass? Chinese, China, all that stuff. Chin chin. But no, he decided to go with something else altogether. He's toasting his brother dictators at the APEC summit in California. And here's Joe Biden raising his glass and offering a little French toast.
Tonight, it's about breaking bread together.
Breaking bread.
And we know one another a little better after tonight.
We sure
do. So please join me in raising your glass to our people, to the Pacific, and to the possibilities of all we can do together. Hear, hear. Welcome. Bon appetit.
Ah, bon appetit. He figures the Chinese people speak some English, so if they speak some English, they must know the French turn of phrase, bon appetit. And there you go, and they're clanking their glasses, and that's good stuff. Did he call him a dictator again? Because he called him a dictator day before yesterday, which was not the most diplomatic of things to do. Not that it's untrue. He is a communist who's not elected fair and square or anything like that. Kind of like, you know, Joe Biden. Bada boom. See, there you go. Crazy man, crazy. So there is, you know, chin chin. Shouldn't you do kind of a Chinese welcoming your guests, something in their own tongue rather than French? Well, I'm not president of the United States, but what the heck. And Joe Biden, he like, you know, nobody should ever use the word kumbaya. I just don't think, I think it's a tired old word from a bygone era. And kumbaya shouldn't really be used, but Joe Biden was, you know, getting along pretty well with the commies. You love dictators, and dictators love you. I guess their millions of dollars, honestly, Ukraine funneled millions of dollars to the Biden family, and Ukraine has gotten tens of billions of dollars, I think over $100 billion now from us, so that they can fight the war without end. And there are no peace talks. And have you noticed that not a single Democrat is calling for a ceasefire in Ukraine? They want Israel to stop defending themselves against the troglodytes from hell who are bent on genocide. That's where they want a ceasefire. But Ukraine, Russia, no. Why is that? And the endless flow of tens and tens of billions and billions and the hardware and the tanks. How those cluster bombs? Because Joe Biden is providing cluster munitions to Ukraine as well, and depleted uranium rounds, which are coated with depleted uranium. It's depleted of radiation in theory, but, you know, people on the left are always, oh, you can't use cluster bombs. Oh, they're illegal for most countries. And depleted uranium, you can't use that. Joe Biden is like, hey, have cluster bombs. Here, buy yourself something real nice. Here are some depleted uranium rounds. Here are battle tanks. Here are F-16s. Take, you know, whatever you want. Empty our armory here, because the war must go on forever and ever. And the Biden family took millions of dollars from Ukraine. Then the Biden family, well, at the same time. Remember when Joe Biden brought Hunter Biden, the crackhead, on Air Force Two over to China, and then they lied about not taking business meetings, and Joe Biden lied about not knowing anything of Hunter Biden's business dealings, and that was a lie, and everything was a lie, and Hunter Biden was doing business over there, and then millions of dollars came from communist China into the Biden family coffers, and now they're having dinner, and you know, Xi Jinping will tell Joe Biden what he wants, and Joe Biden will give it to him. Because that's how that goes. But he says, yeah, it's not like we were kumbayaing in the hot tub.
I again emphasize to President Xi that the United States does not seek conflict. Not as my generation would say back in the day. This is not all kumbaya.
Back
we have real
day.
Differences with Beijing.
As is. Yeah, we got real differences. This is like a Chinese version of I see a red door and I want to paint it black. A Chinese knockoff of the Rolling Stones. That's good. Also, Joe Biden will face no charges for his classified documents debacle because we have two different systems of justice. And that whole notion over the Supreme Court of equal justice under law is just a punchline. Special counsel investigating Biden classified docs reportedly unlikely to charge anybody. No big deal. Little wink and a nod. Little pat on the back. Hop in the hot tub. Maybe a minor exchange of money, but pay no attention to that. In the meantime, President Trump, oh no, classified documents. He's the guy with declassification authority, and his documents were being protected by the Secret Service. Joe Biden's were behind a Corvette in a garage and over a steakhouse on Capitol Hill, to name but two locations.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
A lot of Kanoi's energy started to bounce back.
She has a lot of puppy moments, and she'll be 14 this summer.
What did these dog parents do for their dogs? They switched to Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food made by Dr. Marty Goldstein, a veterinarian Forbes magazine called the Miracle Worker. It's the easiest way to support your dog's easy digestion, nourished skin, playful energy, and most importantly, their healthy, full life.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free full-size bag of Tilly's Treasures dog treats. They're best-selling beef liver dog treats while supplies last. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/America or shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. Use the store locator to find the store closest to you. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
So Joe Biden hosting a West Coast dinner for the APEC leaders, including Xi Jinping from Communist China. He's a communist. And it's a little hard to find the menu and what they had, but and we discovered that they ordered out. They ordered out because, you know, they'd got the Chinese leader there, so they had delivery from Panda Express. They got some Panda Express food, and Joe Biden had the sweet and sour Ling Ling. Sweet and sour Ling Ling. Said it was a little tough. Panda Express? Yeah, sure. Xi Jinping said he'd give back a couple of pandas that he just took hostage if we locked up all our Uyghurs. Joe said, okay. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to, let's see. Let's go out to the lobby. Let's go to Glenn, calling from Burke, Virginia. Glenn, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks, Chris. The man that wrote that article, we know that he and our mass media is really the biggest threat to this country and to good world order. And actually, I don't think anybody can make claim to the statement that when we have a strong America, the entire world benefits. And no one's made that country stronger than Reagan and Trump in my lifetime.
Yeah, I got to say, it's a very astutely put and succinctly put as well. I've got to say, yeah, the mass media, you know, I've been saying for a long time the media is the most corrupt institution in America. And, Glenn, you tee up for us a segment that I'm going to get to. And now I'm going to get to it right after the top of the hour because you brought it up. CNN and the sense of victimization, the sense of victimhood that the media has, and this phony fear of Trump thing that the news media is selling. And the Economist, now, you know, saying, oh, no, the biggest, we should all be very afraid because Trump is the biggest threat to the world in 2024. Donald Trump poses the biggest danger to the world in 2024. Really? Does anybody remember the Trump presidency? I know you hate him and Orange Man Bad and tweets make you wet your pants, but do you even remember anything about the economy and world peace at the time?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.